Blog Talk Radio. against the kingdom's throne. So people get ready, there's a train of coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the beat of harmony. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord.
Everybody just get on board, because this is the Helios Biblios Hour, and you can just get on board. What a song, and what people make the world go round. We're going to make this happen today. Today's program on the Helios Biblios Hour, the abortion of America. Just think about abortion, y'all, and think about America at the same time. It's eating its young. Oh, what a song. America eats its young. Woo-wee. I might play that later on. Let's get it on this morning. So much is happening. We got some vindications going out. I got some vindications. I think Brother West might be getting a vindication. Remember two shows ago, he said Herschel Walker might be partially retarded. Now, he ain't say that part, but I'll throw that in there. I'm getting nervous for Georgia, boy. I don't know what's going on, but we're going to get into that. We're going to get into the abortion, and we're going to get into some of these Africans selling, picking up people off the streets to sell to the hospitals in Europe to save their children who needed organs. I mean, man, Planned Parenthood. But I feel vindicated. I'm going to get my first vindication. I gave one to Wes because he's, we ain't sure yet. We'll see in the debate if he's totally retardated. We'll find out. That, you'll get a vindication award, Brother West. Get ready. And also, I feel vindicated again. You know, it's just, you know, V for vendetta, V for vagina. I don't care what it is. Vindication is on me. We told you they want to eat the children. They want to eat the babies. With today's program, The Abortion America, I am going to definitely put facts on the table as usual that you're probably and most likely ate a fetus in your Beyond Burger. Now, if you're a vegan, vegetarian, vagina, you're eating everything. Ain't no doubt about it. You do not know where this food is coming from. I don't care who you trying to fool. You can fool yourself, but you can't fool people all the time. Now, many of us have also had somebody who had abortion. It's almost out of every 10 people, they say at least 8 people experience, only 2 people may not have experienced an abortion scenario. Or somebody claiming they're going to get abortion if you don't, you know, do the right thing with them. They, you know, all kind of threats. But women, this is in your ball game today. Men can't get abortions. We can give you the issue that creates the abortion, but we can't give you the power to abort. You just, it's something that you and only you can make a decision. And you have been making this decision since the ancient times. This is not no new shit. This is another feminist plot. The whole abortion scenario is based off this woman who's not even named Jane Roe. She's not even named. Not even named it. Her name is something totally different. She has died. And I watched her life story on live videos of her talking. And we're talking about trailer trash, white trailer trash from Texas. Hoeing big time, got pregnant. But somehow some lawyers, the one, Eldridge, the white woman, Jewish white woman, in California, Dorothy Eldridge and her and some other lady figured out that this, she would be a prime, Lone Star State, Texas. From California, they go to Texas. Come up with this most improbable way where they can get this. They figured they could win a case with this woman. See, they had her staged up to do this. We're going to look it up. The History of Roe versus Wade, the documentary. Don't look at none of, just look at the documentary of the real people. Don't worry about none of the bullshit. Nobody telling the story. Just go to the real people. It's on YouTube. And she even herself played games. It was a money game. She wanted to see how much money she can get from each group. So one minute she played abortion. I want abortion. Once that passed, she became a celebrity. Made money on different shows, did different things, but then switched up later on and went pro anti-abortion woman. Asked how much she was going to make and shit. Before she passed to her demise, the woman she actually had the case with, the daughter, did interview. She had two daughters. Both of them are loving daughters toward each other. They had separate families. The chick sold the children for both her daughters, made money. But the two daughters have a loving relationship, which is beautiful to see after all that tragically and bullshit. Neither one of them are activists in these two programs of anti-abortion and abortion. They're not even in it. They had their views. And again, I'm not here to condemn anybody because men cannot have abortion. So we just can only speculate on the tragedy. We can be participants of the abortion by propagating her to do it. Or we could say, don't do it and be hurt by her doing it. It's a two-way street in this. That's why people make the world go round. So it's a two-way street. So, but the woman who actually brought this historic case to fruition, they all had everybody in place. The judge was the perfect judge to go along with it. Everything was laid out. It's almost like it was a Bilderberg, George Soros made up to be television court story. That's why they don't like to talk about it. Well, anyway, if you are anything knowing your civics, I've been watching these shows and black folks where they know civics and all that bullshit. And I happen to just watch a few things that y'all sent today. I sent throughout the week. And you got to always dig deep from what people send you. They can send you all kind of shit, but you got to dig surface into the shit, find out what's going on. It ain't all what you see on YouTube. YouTube is also up for a Grammy for, you know, fictitious reality. And we're going to prove that today. So, in a nutshell, when she died, Miss Jane, whatever, her name was Jane. They changed the name. They didn't give her real name in the court case docket. But, you know, she is known by just looking her up. She changed her story. She became a Christian. You know, everybody sees God before they die. That's what they say. You know, you got to see something before you get out of there. I'll let you know when it happens. But nonetheless, she did a reversal. She was felt bad what she did. Now, she won't get no interviews because it goes against the scenario and the propagation of the propaganda that is being perpetrated across America. That's why I call it the abortion of America. Your mind is aborted. It's not nothing to do with a baby. You are aborted. Your mind, the baby, is the biggest thing on the baby is his head. So your mind's been aborted already. This is why it's called the abortion of America. And I'm going to prove it today with facts that this is a pure abortion of the whole body and soul. The Supreme Court of Justice, which is the courtroom of Saturn, they are the Saturnian alignment of justice. Wear black robes, all that. I'm giving you all the occult stuff so you get that in your mind that if you think this is not occultic, you are absolutely, should just get off the program and listen to Romper Room. Because this is an adult program here. Yeah, they worship something beyond your scope of understanding. They're not wearing black robes for money, and they also are a banking system. Supreme Court is a banking system as well. Because these court cases have money ramifications. So that's why she was able to run around the whole time of her life promoting, getting money for different causes, and then going to the other cause to get money. She played both sides. She was almost a double agent. See, I'm doing double agent shit all week. It's another double agent. Went in, went out to the Lone Star State, Tonto, and all that bullshit. Now, while all this is going on, baby and human harvesting ain't stopping. Okay, you can believe whatever you want. Oh, you can go tear up some shit if you believe that's what you want to do and feel stupid about going out and protesting. You're idiots, plain and simple. First of all, if a woman don't care about a man being a woman and playing in their sport, voila, that should tell you a lot. If the woman don't care that AOC can actually put out that she wants to eat the babies. And y'all okay with that? So nothing should really upset y'all at all, at all. Because what's going to happen now is going to, now see, in the Bible days, this was called Moloch. All you Bible buffers should have been able to go into your Bibles. This is your abortion story, is Moloch. Give your kids up. Santa Claus is an abortion story in its original characterization. Eating the babies and shit. You know. All I can say is that the price for foolishness is coming. It's coming. This whole program is going to be dedicated to let you know what's coming. It's already here. It ain't even coming. It's already happened. Starting with Canada, those of Buffalo, the good old Canadians, Montreal Canadiens, Toronto Maple Leafs, Vancouver Canucks, you know, Blue Jays, they play the, you know, they come to Buffalo to escape. To escape. Can you imagine? They come to Buffalo to escape from Canada. That's almost amazing. But here's why. While all this is going on, President Blackface Trudeau from Canada, he provided $5 billion in funding to the province so that he could put a place, a vaccine passport system that bars the unvaccinated from most restaurants, bars, and many cases, religious institutions. Now, here is where I have to wonder about the religious institutions. Now, Blackface Trudeau actually is getting away with it. Ain't no fanfare because you're too busy worrying about Roe v. versus Wade, and they got these massacres with number 14 on guns that y'all, Buffalo off the picture now. Ain't nobody going to talk about Buffalo no more. They got Roe v. versus Wade. Now they're going to give Buffalonians and New Yorkers permission to go and fuck up neighborhoods and shit and blow up abortion places and shit and blow up anti-abortion places. You know, this is going to happen. And they now saying this is what's at stake for the election. This is, you know, you're being told that this is the major, here it is, gas way up. Now, I just told you, organ harvesting is worldwide. African Nigerians are big time organ. I tell on everybody. I ain't got time to play it by color. Everybody. Those black folks has been harvesting. Somebody, I sent that article to. Thank you, sister. You made so much sense. Island sister, too. She said, well, hell, they've been, they're the ones who gave us away. Why wouldn't they go give their people up? Absolutely. Absolutely. And those of you who know a lot about Africa or think you do, we will find out by today because, you know, Africa don't have no coastal line at all. You can't just go into their coast. Only certain cities of continent of Africa got coastal maritime areas. So somebody lying again. Again, we always come up with that lie. Let's go with the program, Abortion of America. So you already know that they fleeing. Now, here is the Supreme Court. Now, our Supreme Court justice system actually put a law in that you don't even know about. Because facts matters on this program, so we're going to give you the facts. The key point to this so-called thing that they did, you know that the U.S. Supreme Court, they handed down the original landmark decision, which essentially ruled that fraud, vitiatis everything. It's called fraud, vitiatis everything, via versus the United States versus Thor Morton, 98 U.S. 61. Let's look that up. Says, there is no question of the general doctrine of fraud, vitiatis. The most solemn contract, documents, and even judgments reads in the final decree. Therefore, Big Pharma, as a result of many patently fraudulent COVID vaccine endeavors, could be sued. They are in the courts to sue them on this Supreme Court verdict of the United States versus Thork Morton. That's THROCKMORTON, 98 US 61. And so what did Big Pharma do? See, while you watching all this killing machine, because, you know, I'm going to tell you how dumb people are. They think abortion is like it was when our grandmothers and mothers were growing up. Like under the table, coat hangers, not that bush. That shit is over. Maybe undeveloped countries, I don't know. But in the United States, there's only two things you can take, the blue pill and the red pill. So you take these two pills and you can have abortion. So that's a lie again. Facts matters. Abortions are not going anywhere. Women will find a way to have abortion. So simple, because technology makes it easy for you. All you do is take a pill. You don't even need a midwife. You don't even need nurses. You just go and shit it out. So there you go. Now, get that lie out the way quick. So what Big Pharma did, they want to now bring in the monkey virus. Okay. The monkey virus is only in cities and countries where the heavy concentration of vaccines was given. Yeah. See, monkeypox, which is circulating in countries where the population have been given the Pfizer vaccine, is being used to advance the technocrats' great reset. The monkey virus is circulating only in countries who Pfizer has control of the vaccine. Interesting, huh? Yeah, I know. You worried about some abortion shit that happened in 73? 73. Abortions are way better than that now. Now, statistically, black women are only 3% higher than whites. Black women are 37%. Of the abortion, and white women are 34%. And who knew the Latin women, who are only 22%. Latin women said, we're going to keep this baby because we're going to take over because we're going to get your jobs. So thank you, Latin people. Good strategy. It's actually working. And the other people, like your Indians, your whatever, Koreans, whatever else, 8%. So the battle of killing is between black women and white women. 3% different. Ain't that magic? The magic three. Yeah. Three. Yeah. Anyway. So we already know now. Now, to kill more people, the vaccine is going to kick in by the end of summer, because football players, athletes are dying, and you have forgot that they took the vaccine. That's how, you know, your mindset is. Forgetful. I be talking about old people got amnesia or Alzheimer's. We got young people in their 50s with Alzheimer's. Don't even know it. Can't remember shit. So the athletes are dying all over the place. Football player for the Ravens just died. I mean, they just passed it out. Took vaccines. Interesting. Now, why are you watching all these sports people telling you this bullshit? I won't even name the asshole A-hole, which it's got an A in his name. Boule to the max. It's a shame how they can get caught in lies. Now, I'm going to tell you how this works, how y'all could just play this game if you want to. Y'all have women, I'm talking to the women now, have used abortion as a tool, because once the white woman who came up with the concept for the so-called socialist feminist movement, that's what it was, a socialist feminist movement. Because I proved just a couple of weeks ago through shows that the women had so much power, they created holidays. It was them who created Father's Day and all that shit didn't even come till later on. It was the women who had them holidays made. So obviously, this thing about the women power movement and all this shit sounds kind of shaky to me. Really does. But we're going to let the program release the facts out. So while all this is going on, I just showed you statistics. They got the black woman. The first they got the white woman to go along with this program. And now the black woman is the face of abortion. The face. You're the face, black woman. You're the face of everything, basically. But you like being the face. Yeah. Anyway, you're the face now. So it looks like blacks are like majority 3% higher, give or take. So what they say, give or take. the question today is, they claim, according to Planned Parenthood statistics, put this out there for y'all, of the 335,000 U.S. Abortions that occur each year, that are not step-parent adoptions, 59% are through the foster care system. Wow. 26% are from other countries. And 15% are American babies relinquished voluntarily. So it's a big amount of people. And, you know, so that 15% basically is American people, because people coming here to get abortions. So obviously this is the abortion capital. Now they say about all together now, this is what they say, about 900,000 abortions a year in the U.S. controlled by really corporations of abortion clinics and so forth. And Planned Parenthood being the biggest abortion corporation there is. And so they're vowing now, the companies that are part of the America corporate killing machine, these so-called, they all woke companies, react to the bombshell ruling by vowing to their employees that regardless of where they live, this is what the woke companies are telling women, no matter where you live, they will reimburse you for the cost of the travel to the nearest state that allows the consequential killing of unborn on demand. They actually say this. This is not me talking. These companies are now telling their female employees, if you get pregnant, or if I rape you, whatever. Now, rape was already in there, and death to the mother. These were two provisions that were already in the original. Because if you're going to die, the woman's going to die, she has a right. And if she also was raped by an undesirable, that's already in there. So this thing about y'all being fair, I can't have abortion, another misnomer, another lie. You can go. See, most of the states and even your county will be voting on it. So if your county is making money off abortions, you ain't going to get rid of that. So another false flag to create order out of chaos. Better get smart to create order out of chaos. So while you protested and on some shit that you can go have abortion right now if you wanted to. Ain't nobody. It just said that the states, your state, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, New York, New York ain't giving up abortions, y'all. That's money making. So is there. And then you religious people who picks the Bible up, I guess you're going to church today, I don't know. Well, Moloch is in the Bible. So if you don't know Moloch in the Bible, you probably are worshipers of Moloch and don't even know. You sitting there as a Moloch worshiper. Don't even know. You don't know Jesus. You sitting there worshiping Moloch because you don't know. Jesus, saying Jesus is not how this works. You have to exemplify the so-called life of Jesus, which... Hold on. Let me get another sip of this. Really? Hold on. Okay. So, obviously, you lying every minute of your life because you ain't following no Jesus shit. You following Moloch, the worshipers of Moloch. How do I know? Because we about to start this show up. I'm about to pour gasoline all day long. Ain't going to be no lighter fluid. It's all high-level, high-grade gasoline starting now.
Going to be here for much longer because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel. It's not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, you know, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you're pollutants. Too much CO2. We have to start now, please. You are so great. I'm so happy that you're really supporting the Green Deal, but it's not enough. You know, even if we would bomb Russia, we still have too many people, too much pollution. So we have to get rid of the babies. That's a big problem. Just stopping having babies aside or not. We need to eat the babies under this very serious. Please give a response.
Okay, thank you. No, thank you. Thank you. We'll go ahead.
Okay.
No, we'll go ahead. It's a, no. Yeah, no. Thank you. So I think yeah, no. So one of the things that's very important to us is that we need to treat the climate crisis with the urgency that it does present. Luckily, we have more than a few months. We do need to hit net zero in several years. But I think we all need to understand that there are a lot of solutions that we have. And that we can pursue, and that if we act in a positive way, there's space for hope. We are never beyond hope. Okay.
Now that's AOC, who out there blowhorn now. We got to get the, we want the babies. She's out there right now saying the same shit you just heard about eating the babies. You know why they want to eat the babies? You know how much food you know how much money the babies make? $1 trillion. Not a billion. $1 trillion money making. They need the babies for the stem cells. I mean, they could produce clones. They already got the clones. They have produced clones from these babies. The clones of Frankenstein. But I got even more before I open up the list. I'm putting some more gas in there. It's unleaded. It's like $6. Unleaded, baby. Regular. That was regular. Now we'll put some mid-grade on here. That's at $6.50. The crazy shit is, the woman, Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood alumni, the model, the brainstormer, to have black women winning by 3% of the killing is almost ludicrous to me, because this woman could not stand your ass. Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, all gave this woman accolades beyond measure. And today, these are the 21 quotes of you psychotic bastards who think Planned Parenthood is your Jesus.
What is wrong with Margaret Sanger?
She said that the most merciful thing that a family could do to one of its young is to kill it.
Well, I'm sure that was taken out of context.
In this video, I'm going to show you who Margaret Sanger really was and why she founded Planned Parenthood. These 21 quotes by Margaret Sanger reveal the wicked roots of the abortion movement and expose the twisted mindset behind the present-day culture of death. In her own words, Sanger peddles racism, eugenics, contraception, and abortion, while demonstrating a visceral hatred for children, parenthood, marriage, and the Catholic Church. Every quote I'm about to give you has been verified and is well documented.
But from my view, I believe that there should be no more babies. The most merciful thing that the large family does to one of its infant members is to kill it. We don't want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. I accepted an invitation to talk to the women's branch of the Ku Klux Klan. I was escorted to the platform, was introduced, and began to speak. In the end, through simple illustrations, I believed I had accomplished my purpose. A dozen invitations to speak to similar groups were proffered.
Do you believe there is such a thing as sin?
Well, I think the greatest sin in the world is bringing children into the world that have disease from their parents, that have no chance in the world to be a human being, practically. Delinquents, prisoners, all sorts of things just marked when they're born. That, to me, is the greatest sin that people can commit.
The most serious evil of our times is that of encouraging the bringing into the world of large families. The most immoral practice of the day is breeding too many children. Eugenics without birth control seems to us a house builded upon the sands. It is at the mercy of the rising stream of the unfit. As an advocate of birth control, I wish to take advantage of the present opportunity to point out that the unbalance between the birth rate of the unfit and the fit, admittedly the greatest present menace to civilization, can never be rectified by the inauguration of a cradle competition between these two classes. The most urgent problem today is how to limit and discourage the overfertility of the mentally and physically defective. No more children should be born when the parents, though healthy themselves, find that their children are physically or mentally defective. A marriage license shall in itself give husband and wife only the right to a common household and not the right to parenthood. No woman shall have the legal right to bear a child, and no man shall have the right to become a father without a permit for parenthood. Permits for parenthood shall be issued upon application by city, county, or state authorities to married couples, providing they are financially able to support the expected child, have the qualifications needed for proper rearing of the child, have no transmissible diseases, and, on the woman's part, no medical indication that the maternity is likely to result in death or permanent injury to health. No permit for parenthood shall be valid for more than one birth. Apply a stern and rigid policy of sterilization and segregation to that grade of population whose progeny is tainted, or whose inheritance is such that objectionable traits may be transmitted to offspring. These two words, birth control, sum up our whole philosophy. It means the release and cultivation of the better elements in our society, and the gradual suppression, elimination, and eventual extinction of defective stocks, those human weeds which threaten the blooming of the finest flowers of American civilization. Organized charity itself is the symptom of a malignant social disease.
Charity! Charity!
My own position is that the Catholic doctrine is illogical, not in accord with science, and definitely against social welfare and race improvement. All of our problems are the result of overbreeding among the working class. Knowledge of birth control is essentially moral. Its general, though prudent, practice must lead to a higher individuality and ultimately to a cleaner race. Feeble-mindedness perpetuates itself from the ranks of those who are blandly indifferent to their racial responsibilities. And it is largely this type of humanity we are now drawing upon to populate our world for the generations to come. In this orgy of multiplying and replenishing the earth, this type is pari passu multiplying and perpetuating those direst evils in which we must, if civilization is to survive, extirpate by the very roots. Birth control itself, often denounced as a violation of natural law, is nothing more or less than the facilitation of the process of weeding out the unfit, of preventing the birth of defectives or of those who will become defectives. If we are to make racial progress, this development of womanhood must precede motherhood in every individual woman.
Must precede... She said, I'm open the mics up. It said she must precede motherhood. Become like us, gods. Put up the mics. Y'all better get it on, because the Helios is a fucking flaming rage right now. So let's see. Can you handle it? We got women name. I mean, let me go to the top. 1-877. I got 8554. You coming in next. We about to bring it on. Let's hear it.
Good morning. I just want to say that the Supreme Court justice ruling was nothing but a big hoax. Let me tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
The justices that Trump brought in and were two rubber nickels put together, all of them are a piece of shit, my opinion. Trump tried to take his election case to the fraud case, all the evidence they had with the fraudulent election.
Mm-hmm.
Not none of the Supreme Court justices would hear it. Let's go back to 2000 in your state, Florida, when Gore and Bush had the hanging chad situation. December the 12th,
right.
2000, the Supreme Court heard that case. Not Florida. No Florida court heard it. The Supreme Court, when Trump tried to do that, they did not do it with his own justices. So what the Democrats said, we're going to make a deal with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
We want you guys to revoke Roe versus Wade so that
mm-hmm.
you guys can look good because you looked like shit when you didn't hear the case. And why did the Democrats do that? Like you said earlier, most people think, some friends of mine say, oh, my gosh, you can't have an abortion anymore. No, most states can't have abortion. Your state is 15 weeks. I think our state is when the heart beats. So the Democrats is not losing shit because all their states is still going to have abortion, and they're going to get even more money because everybody's going to go to their states. So we have the election coming up in November.
Yeah, money,
okay?
Money.
So the election, the midterms is coming. Let me just make my last point. The midterms is coming up. So they don't have anything to talk about. Okay, they got the gases. They don't like the babies, so they shut the baby plant down with the baby formula milk. You heard the lady say she wanted to eat the babies. They don't give a damn about the babies.
Yeah,
so
obviously.
And they mm-hmm. shut the plant down because there was only four babies that allegedly died, and they're going to say they came from this plant. But yet they're investigating that plant on taxes, not on the bacteria. The very first primary reason for the plant being closed in January for the baby milk was because some bacteria, but they are investigating the taxes. So Democrats, the gas, inflation, everything is going on. So now they got something to talk about to tell their base, oh, you can't have abortion. Oh, the Republicans, because that's all they're going to talk about. They have to always have a headline to hide their bullshit. So I ain't impressed with that.
I agree. I'm 100 on that. I'm going to give you a 100 on that because it makes sense. Because like I said before, they work for Sadler. The Supreme Court justices had so many cases that they could have easily checked into, like the Freedom of Information Act of how you being surveyed on your phones right now should have been taken care of if that was their cases. But so this is a order out of chaos scenario, bring people at each other. They already said this is the biggest divide the so-called country has. Not color, not black and white no more. Y'all niggas out the door. Y'all can go to hell. Y'all can pretend y'all got something going on. Ain't shit going on for us. Because by them saying we'd rather kill babies, should tell y'all something. But good one, sister. That was a good one. I think that is 100 on that one. Let's see if anybody got more fire to add on that one. Because why didn't they go? They went on the hanging chads. I'm from Florida, via New York State, of course. But I've seen three election frauds in my day, and everybody in Florida, you got to be a fucking hypocrite because you all knew that was bullshit. Everybody at the job would say, that's bullshit. How's some hanging chads? We was all talking shit. And now y'all pretending like, oh, fraud can't happen now. Oh, it's impossible. It's more easier now with digital warehousing. Digital. So by the y'all saying that shows me the monkey virus might be coming to your house. Let me get some more calls. 8554. Welcome to that. We getting hot, so make it hot. I'll tell you, don't even play with us today. What you got for us? They already aborted our brains.
The lady's name for the Supreme Court case was Norma McCorvey.
There you go.
And I got a little pushback with this whole abortion thing. I say it was a distraction. Let me tell you why. Nobody's talking about what happened Thursday with the European Union.
Yeah.
Acting on, I'm going to read it to you real quick. Acting on proposal of the European Commission. This is Thursday. This is past Thursday. The European Parliament, as expected, voted yesterday, this is Thursday, to renew the EU digital COVID certificate for another year. The mm-hmm. vote was 453 for 119 against and 19 abstention. The certificate regulation had been scheduled to expire on June 30th, which is next week. Earlier this month, a delegation from the parliament had already reached a political agreement with the commission on renewing the certificate, thus making yesterday's vote virtually a foregone conclusion. Mm. Now, let me tell y'all what happened yesterday. You might not know about this, but let me tell you what happened yesterday that didn't mm-hmm. get talked about in the mainstream news because of all this abortion bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
The Bipartisan Safer Communities Act was passed Friday, and a 234 to 193 voting Senate approval on Thursday. This is the gun control, gun rights bill Biden just signed yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's talking about this.
Nobody.
Nobody.
But y'all
it says
on that thread.
The key provisions. Hold on.
Y'all on that thread. Y'all, if y'all on the thread that he's talking about, you can't say you ain't see it. It's there. Go ahead. Keep going.
Mm-hmm. So the key provisions of the bill, include expanding federal background checks for people between 18 to 21, incentives for states to adopt so-called red flag laws, expanding access to mental health programs, and enhancing school security in a bid to prevent mass shootings. And quote, why this bill doesn't do anything I want. It includes actions I've long called for are going to save lives, according to Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. Now, why we're not talking about this?
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm going to tell
now,
you,
now, going back to the abortion thing, now, Illinois,
go ahead.
I mean, but this was already a foregone conclusion even before the case came down. The governor here, Illinois, and the mayor of Chicago had already said Illinois was a safe haven. So it was just one of those things where the Supreme Court, like I said, overturned it, but then gave the state, you know, the states the rights to control to do whatever they want to do. And Illinois is a free state when it comes to abortions.
Right. So there you go. What did you say with the woke company saying, oh, we'll ship you there. We'll take you there. We'll make sure you just show us the cost of y'all doing it and we'll reimburse you. So right there tells you it's a money game. Sister vindicated. That was a good vindication. And also I'm going to give a shout out to you. We got, if you and Brother Thomas put a blog together with the links and talk on it with a thread, bro, I'm telling y'all, some of the stuff that's on there is news before it even come out. And some of the links they get is validated news. Love y'all, man. Keep that shit up. Brother Thomas is psychotic crazy or smart. I mean, he be saying some stuff to me. I be looking at it and say, oh, shit, y'all be having me tripping. That was a good one. Good one there. Now, let's go even further. I see more going on in your state. A man just got shot. His brother got shot off of Fox television. I see that still. The shooting ain't stopped. And your mayor, Lori Lightfoot, Native American.
A 5-year-old girl just got killed yesterday.
Yeah.
Shot in the back of the head. But all their talk here is abortions. And then it ain't funny, but it's like it's almost psychotic because we've also had 90 to 100 degree weather within the past 2 weeks. And you still got people walking around in masks. It's like, now you see why I want to get the hell up out of here.
The monkeypox, man. But I'm telling y'all, what's happening is, I'm glad you brought that up. See, this great migration, all it's doing is a reversal. Remember, the South came in the first great migration. All the Southerns went to the North. In the North, now is coming out of this. Get out of this area, back in the South. Now, I keep telling people this. You got to look at who y'all trying to blame in your area. You can't be blaming everybody. There's certain groups that should be concentrating on who the hell decreed this shit. Validation for you as always. You said Chicago, Obama and them. Bro, they about to take over that whole area, man. They about to take everybody out.
But the problem is who to blame, I would say, number one, point the finger at the people or ourselves who still believe in putting off trust and faith in all these politicians. People are still doing it. Why do you think about it for a minute? 90, 100 degree weather. Why the fuck are you still walking around in a mask? This just ain't black people. This is black people, white people, Hispanic, whatever. You know?
Right.
So
and Fauci, I'm going to go to the next call. I got 6661 coming in. Vindication, man. There you go. We got until he do that debate, boy, you going to really be vindicated if he can't talk on that debate. But let me ask you one more question because your area is so vital to a lot of stuff that's happening. You got the sanctuary cities already been mad. You got the array of things that was already implemented, giving people the blueprint. We now got the Chinese here in South Florida. If you work for Miami-Dade County entity, they got this thing that registers your working habits. I looked up the company, China. So don't fool yourself. Don't play yourself.
Hey, let me just, I sent you the link in the text of it too. I forgot about something you mentioned about the whole economic thing. Ken Griffin, he was supposed to be one of the richest men in Illinois. He's moving his company. He just announced this last week, which nobody talked about. He's moving his company to Centerdale, leaving here from Chicago to Miami because of all the crazy shit is going on, especially with the violence.
Right. Now, all them people coming here, that's why they're building here. See how it happens, Florida? That's why they're building here, because they're bringing everybody back. Now, I will say this. I got 661 coming up. Y'all always talked about the water. Now, we is next to water. I'm going to tell y'all this so y'all know. So real estate here is under attack based off what happened on that beach when the building went down. There is talk that the water, remember, salt water will corrode all steel. Just remember what I just said. 6661, welcome to the Helios. Vindication, baby. You might be vindicated.
Hey, my brother. The ancestors always speak. So, you know, throughout the bones or wherever, those who chiming in, you're definitely vindicated. As far as going on, it's always a great day to be alive. Dracos will always win. Just remember that. And he's always in the mix. And I got my popcorn, man. All you could do is sit back and watch, because this is some real, what I always say, Jack Bauer shit. You know what I mean? Jack Bauer, you got the Rhinos, you got Mitch and his crew.
Yep.
All them are connected, the 10 Rhinos that supported the red flag. They have a lot of interest. They have a lot of Asian interest. Mitch is married to an Asian wife. So, I mean, he has some kind of interest, or she has some kind of interest. Maybe we should background see what her affiliation is on an economic level, because you always say follow the money trail. So, you know, when I look at the whole abortion thing, and that's why I say when you really dig deep, you really look at the information, you just don't go by on the hearsay of what a lot of the politicians are saying, because it's really detrimental to your health. You're voting on your demise and your seed and their seeds' survival coming down the future. And when you spoke about the percentages of amongst the different ethnic groups, see, Tinos are anti-abortion because, you know, they come from a Catholic faith. And I was surprised to see the two biggest anti-abortionists, even Joe Biden back in 72 or 74, he was pushing anti-abortion. So obviously
he switched his allegiance to the money party
because he's so compromised. But you know, it doesn't, this abort Roe v. Wade decision, it doesn't abolish abortion. It's just sending it back, like the brother said, sending it back to the states, and you vote on the change that you want. And those cities that are sanctuary cities that have the money game, the Democratic trail, eating the babies and all that. See, because, like I say, the cult is always in the mix. You know, Moloch and his nestlings, as I would say, because the ones that go to Western California.
The Bohemian Grove, the Grove.
And if you look at that secret Bohemian Grove list, you would find every politician, activist, celebrity, you name it. They're in there.
Bohemian California. Yeah. California, amongst the mammoth trees.
Yeah.
The mammoth trees, yeah. And how long have we been on that one? I used to get Alex Jones takes back the day and tell them.
And we could go back to there, man, you know.
Yeah.
And they supposedly do rituals at night. Amongst the men and
no,
women.
Ain't no supposedly, it's real. Ain't no
well,
supposedly.
Got, you know,
They got caught.
I would like to be that mosquito or that fly on the wall, Cassie Cena. And I'd be like, wow, isn't this? But, you know, this, here we going into the distraction phase. And this supposedly monkeypox is supposedly, you only could get it by being a back shoe cowboy, or supposedly, or it is said that it's gotten through battle or penetration penetration.
Well, I'm going to say this. If that's the case, there's a whole bunch of monkeys in Florida and Georgia, New York. This could be the planet of AIDS. Let's keep it moving, man. This could be the planet of AIDS, man. We got the monkey pox coming out for the planet of AIDS movie, man.
And then Biden said, you know, we need to be updated because it's going to
be another pandemic.
My thing is, well, how do you know? Bill Gates said the same thing. How do you know? The brothers say, you and a virus and common sense only tells you that a virus only lasts in cool water. Now, there's some kind of super virus that they're not saying, but a virus, common sense would tell you, a virus will only last in cool weather, you know. But you around here, like the bro said, 98-degree weather, 106 weather, right. But you got on a mask.
Yep.
And
yep.
It goes to show you.
They wearing the hair. Let me go. Let me get some more callers. Let me just say this to everybody. That makes sense because what's happening also in South Florida, we still having a high concentration of people coming in the country in these areas here. Still, no word of where they're going in Homestead. I remember going to Homestead to the prison, Air Force Base, Homestead Air Force Base, which is not far from where we all live here. And they got the 10 cities. When people started hearing about them, they made them 10 cities almost disappear. They there. They got this nice high fence. You can't see shit no more. So I don't know how many people's in them tents down there in Homestead, but they there. That's all we could tell you. It's very hush hush down here when it comes to that Air Force Base based office in a black neighborhood. It was in a black neighborhood.
They have 10 cities in Texas too. Those 3 million aliens, the ones that they haven't shipped off yet. And it's said to be a
and in Arizona.
One. Yeah. And they have tent cities and they have fences around it. And behooves you to get a job right now because it's serious.
Hey, I'm going to just say this. Hey, we about to keep it hot. I'm throwing more gasoline. Let me get one more caller because, see, everything y'all talk about, I didn't even know y'all were going to go this direction. Brother D, what you said about the Europeans. I have a clip for that. I didn't even know y'all was going to bring it up. But since you had it on the thread, I knew that was going to be one of the hot ones. Let me go to 3364.
Yuhuru. Hey, look here. Hey, my people, man.
You might be vindicated.
Yes,
too,
sir. Yeah, because I fact-check everything I talk about.
Herschel Walker got the debate. He got the debate, too.
Yeah, see, I fact-check myself before I start talking, man, on everything say. But, look at him. I'm talking about it's two lists. Y'all should be checking out, man. Y'all talk about the Bilderberg. Check out the Munich Economic Conference, man. Oh my God, man. Every year in February, man. I looked at that list, man. I said to y'all, it's 24 pages about 24 people, man, on each page, man. Everybody from around the world, man, that's running this shit, man. The Munich Economic Conference, man. Y'all, oh my God, Jesus! But then,
around the world, keyword said, around the world,
on the planet, man. And then another list. Yeah, I told y'all before, man, that brought right by East babies. We all East babies, man. This abortion shit. Man, every food y'all eat, we eating it, man. You look at the ingredients. If you see something that says natural flavors, you eat your babies, man. That's why this shit crazy. These motherfuckers care about a goddamn dog than babies, man. If you fuck up a dog and kill a dog, they want to get your ass. But they want you to kill them babies, so we eat it. Good. Bon appetit. That shit tastes good, man.
I told you. Okay. But vindication on both of us. That was vindication.
Yeah.
You've been saying Beyond Burger is Soylent Green.
Yeah. Everything, man. Hey, but look here. One more thing, man. We talked about Antarctica, right? Antarctica, my man Bishop got Gainer. He got a series on Antarctica, man. It's deep, man. Okay, yeah. That's the last place that Obama went in 2016. Obama, Kerry, and Brennan, CIA director, man. My man explained the Book of Enoch, man. Okay, you breaking down what's going on, man.
Hey, it got to be.
Joke, man.
How long you been listening to this? We've been saying, how long you been listening? Ancient Aliens, we brought that up. We went to Ancient Aliens. Ain't even no more. We put that show together way before all these cats came out talking about it.
Yeah.
First of all, they think prehistoric animals is about to come up. China got a forest, a sinkhole that is so big that they think Jurassic Park. They think Jurassic Park. You said that.
Jurassic Park
is here. I said, God damn.
Yeah, it was a movie that came out with that, man. But when somebody went
this shit already.
A big sinkhole, and went, hey, bro, the future is now, man. Well, you think the damn fiction is stronger than truth, but the facts is stronger than fiction, man.
That's crazy, man.
What's going on,
and
man.
I'm going to send you something that I got, because you said it.
Yes, sir.
Got it in vindication. This was in 1957, everybody. I got it on YouTube. I'll email it to you. I ain't got it on the computer. I can email it to you. This man said everything. He said in an interview, these white men got together that were scientists and physicists. It's called the Futurists. It's called the Futurists on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Futurists. They said what you said. They said, well, the molecules is electronic, and we believe we can transport ourselves into another place. It was 60 Minutes, man. He did an interview back in the day. Mike Wallace did the interview in Black and White. The man said, he said, you think we could transport each other in space? He said, our bodies are designed to be electronically molecule separated and brought back
together.
Right. That man said that. And I said, God damn.
That's right.
Beautiful thing. So you've been vindicated.
Beat me up, Scotty.
You've been vindicated. I'm telling you, I've seen it. Oh, y'all sent it to me. I went and looked some more. It was called The Futurist. The future, the man said exactly what y'all say, like y'all was listening to him. And this man older than us, so he had to be, 60. Let me go some more. I'm going to put some more gasoline on here in a minute because y'all about to think about it. They about the kryptonite. What's the one thing that Superman was scared of? Kryptonite. Crypto. Now, y'all better look that word up. Because the Book of Enoch is actually Superman. Ur-El. Think about the names of Superman people. Oh, I love this shit. 6-7-4-7-2. Y'all just don't know. We been waiting for this. 7-4-7-2.
Well, greetings, brother Dry Bones, and greetings to the family.
Oh, man.
It's been a while.
Yes, but this is going to get hot now. Go ahead. It's on you.
All right. But, you know, we're all in all of the situation that happened on June 24th, 2006, 2022. And that's really a thing that we have to look at as far as them doing their rituals and their ceremonies, because June 23rd was Clarence Thomas' birthday, and June 25th is Sotomayor's birthday on June 24th.
Oh,
is,
my goodness.
June is the 6 months. 2 and 4 is 6. And 2022 adds up to 6, which is 18, which is 666. So that's why they made that announcement on Roe v. Wade, because what they're doing is that they overstand in the 2020 census that they were the only people here on this Turtle Island that was losing population. That was losing population because they were why people were not producing themselves. So the thing that they did was is they had to go back to 50 years ago, two generations, because these two generations that now exist are not recreating in the capacity that all other invaders and people that are coming into this country are doing. So what they did is that they struck it down, because in Article 12 in the Constitution, there is no such part of the Constitution that deals with the privacy of a human being, because Article 12 says no one shall be subject to arbitrary interference with his privacy, family, home, or correspondence, nor to attacks upon his honor and reputation. Everyone has the right to protection of the law against such interference or attacks. That's why they had to do it, because there's nothing in the Constitution. That's why they threw it back to the states and say, y'all take care of y'all people, because we can't use the Constitution. We can't make a law that is not part of the Constitution, or uphold a law that is not in the Constitution, that we have privacy rights. And so this is what they're doing, and being able to see how much privacy rights can they actualize into writing laws that will cover that part that's missing in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So this show that we're seeing is a great shifting, and y'all talking about the Antarctica, 41 countries, including the United States, all have taken land and saying that they will exist, but the part of the Antarctic and the Arctic is that ice that they're now experimenting with and looking at is holds memory and consciousness of millions of years before we existed. And what they're tapping into is the microcosmic energies that is in that ice and trying to see how they could do it. I wanted to ask Derek, because he's a Marvel person, the new Doctor Strange and that woman that turns around to be the evil at the end, she says she has to close and destroy the black hole. The white woman has to control and destroy the black hole. And the first thing that starts deteriorating on the walls in that cave where she at is a white woman statue, and they start from the vagina up.
You're talking about the Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet Witch,
that's
yeah.
one of
right.
the Olsen twins.
The Scarlet Witch. But what did they say? She had, when Doctor Strange went there and had to deal with her, he had to die and take on that body in the parallel universe. And in him taking on that parallel universe, he had to fight her. And the only way that he was able to win with her was the young Hispanic girl that fought her.
Right.
And she, in turn...
Her name was America
no
Chavez.
But she couldn't have no kids. The whole premise of the movie is the woman couldn't have no kids. That was the
but
whole
that's
premise.
The part, that's what we're dealing with.
That's
white
the, yeah,
women
beautiful.
Are
yeah.
having the what? They have recessive gene. They can't reproduce the same as a melanin woman. She doesn't have
and a black
power.
And a white man too, and a white man
yeah.
right.
as well.
Yeah, right.
There
right.
you go. So
but
this
see,
is what
but
this,
see
this
now
is
in that series,
whole...
what you're talking about, WandaVision, that came on months before the movie. Those two boys she actually had, she created in her mind.
Right.
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 Now so what you're seeing the... is they are knowing that they are a defective human. Francis Crest Wilson always said. They
Absolutely.
Have a recessive gene. They are not human. They are a defective African.
Okay, right. Now, hold on. Talk about, that's what I love about y'all, because y'all bringing up the point now. You did say, I didn't have to say it for you. You said it for us. A defective African. Let's just go with the premise of African. If this is the case, then the Africans knew that they created this defective mutation. I mean, because you have to know you created it. So then... Seems like we're going through a parallel thing again, because again, now this recessive gene that once haunted us is now still because of the fact that of this parallel of us saying that something recessive, because I didn't say it, you said it, in the African. Now, I just read earlier, these two Nigerians, wealthy as hell. I sent the link out. I knew I wasn't going to get much feedback because that's deep. They were in on the organ harvesting of Nigerians because their child needed an organ, and they went and got one off the street, a 15 year old, I believe. So they know this is that they could take genes and put it into each other. This is not nothing new then. So now we back
but
to
what, our but what's happening in Chicago and most major cities in
so
the gun
new.
Violence when young mm-hmm. black men or women kill each other, like mm-hmm. you just said, a 5-year-old child was just killed. They
right.
can, when they do an autopsy, what is the first thing they remove from the body? The organs.
Right. But did that
you
because,
take out
but,
all your.
But,
so what
but
do they do with the organs? They don't
so,
throw them away.
But hold on, who
they
don't
know?
Hold
you
on,
work
go,
more dead
the mortician.
Than you are alive because
but
you
the
are the human bank.
Yeah. Let's go to the mortician
yep.
now. You brought up the, you bring mm-hmm. up the right thing. You bring up the right stuff, but we can't really get to the facts about it. If this death call is real, say it is, that means it starts with our funeral homes. Is that not true?
It starts in the coroner's office before you go to a funeral
okay.
home. You go to
okay. Hold on. Okay. Hold on. So go from the coroner offices to our funeral homes, who obviously see that these organs are missing. They would know that, wouldn't
now,
they?
Right.
They?
But that
okay.
same
oh.
way they found the boy. They found the
hold
boy
on.
Here in Georgia.
I just want y'all all to be on the
himself.
Same page. I've got it. That we got that. But we got to put responsibility. How could a funeral home director, they've been found too selling organs. Yes, they do get them. Sometimes
yep.
they work.
Yep.
So don't,
man,
tell, me
Rich,
about no, don't tell me about no coroner. The coroner works with the funeral home director. Now, I want to
yep.
know then how the hell is all this happening without the funeral home people not knowing? They all always black down here. You tell
but
me
you have to go
home?
Back. You've got to follow the trail. Who is manufacturing guns
okay,
and putting
see,
them into our community?
I keep saying,
that's
I keep
where
saying,
you start at.
You try to shift off. I keep telling y'all, I love y'all so much, but we can't. We got to go on that because think about what y'all. I'm asking all y'all. Think about what I just said. Regardless,
hey,
of white
I
man,
worked in I worked in the medical examiner's office here some years ago. What happens when a person when the remains where that was brought into the medical examiner's office? They ask the surviving family members, mm-hmm. do they want to donate their organs? 9 out of 10, they say yes, and then they have a special company that comes into the medical examiner's office
mm-hmm.
and takes the parts, and they do whatever they do with it. And, the,
right.
like I said, the surviving family signs off on that.
Signs off. There
or
we go.
Or your driver's license, too. Yes, ma'am.
We already see that this is an organ harvesting. I just want y'all to see your own light. Not, I'm just because y'all brought this up.
Yep.
This beautiful shit here. They already been harvesting. It's already been told to us in your own. My insurance say you are cheaper if I let them do this, and also you get a cheaper funeral rate if you get cremated. So they already taking your bodies out. Whatever you want to believe today, just let it be known the cult of the Caduceus.
Yep.
Dr. Delwood Blair told y'all they are the most powerful cult. They could do with a cadaver. Which is what we call the cadaver, abracadabra. If they want, now you signing off
but
on this, y'all.
How,
the abortions. Let's
but
go with the abortions.
What,
the abortions are
right,
signed off.
But,
these females sign it off now. Now they don't care
but,
no more. So mentally, we go along with the call of Moloch.
The pharmaceutical company has warehouses full of the next day
yes.
pill.
Yes,
they are now, they were waiting for Roe v. Wade to be overturned because
exactly.
now the pharmaceutical company will sell those pills
mm-hmm.
like candy.
Yep. I agree. Ain't nobody
I just sent you something. Trump was not excited about this decision. And privately, he said this is not going to help his party because this should have been done a long time ago. The Democrats are just waiting for a particular moment because there's nothing's going to change at all. If anything, they're going to get more money because their states are going to get more abortions than any other states.
Yes, there you go.
So
There you go. Perfect. What you just said. Now, let me get some more about more calls because y'all bring up some key points. Now, because black women statistically, what Brother Carmi just said, leads off to some deep stuff because now he just mentioned the pill. The pill's there. Now the vaccines, that everybody have taken, not all of y'all on this line, don't get me wrong, but it's a vast majority of people have taken these vaccines. Are these things going to affect women and having babies? I already said that they can't have babies with the vaccine. So this cult that wants to kill babies, and black folks now have over the years now, granted, what you're saying cannot be debated about the evils of what took place, but at the same token, as we thought as a child, that was back in the day. We're supposed to be grown people now. We see now the big picture. If we still got major parts of our people energy, regardless of what affiliation they are, believing this lie, man, we all in for some serious, serious problems soon, because it could only get worse if we believe that people are dying now from the vaccines that y'all send. Absolutely correct. Vindication. They are they're dying without no fanfare because they covered up. Being that Trump was the last president that mentioned fraud. Now, y'all mentioned about this astrology, and Brother Kwame, give you another feed into this equation, because you said some good stuff that brought this to us, to this like this. If black people who are now supposedly the highest abortion rate people in the Latin community, which is lower than both the white and black, that means that it is definitely another force that sees a potential to eradicate the two leading radical factions, black and white, in this country.
Planned Parenthood has 10 clinics in Chicago, and they're all in black and white neighborhoods.
Right. So something might be more to the black and white gang, because I don't think white folks, even if they're genetically, that's y'all, you know, correct me if I'm wrong with some facts. Genetically, y'all, through facts and statistics of death, white people have killed themselves more than any group.
But what do we see in Ukraine that's coming into this country?
Yeah,
women and children. Mm-hmm. Women and children. 100,000. It's over 100,000 Ukrainians coming into this country from Mexico,
right,
and through Canada.
Right.
And they're coming in to repopulate the Y people. They're bringing in their Aryan race people in order,
right,
for them to proceed to repopulate this country, because they know with the immigrations that's already here, because the Mexicans have went from number three, we're number three, and the Mexicans are number two in the,
yeah,
population.
We're
so now
four,
we're
five,
looking at the people of color, the wave of people of color by 2040, 2050, they will be the minority on Turtle Island.
Now,
white
now,
people
now,
will
sound,
see, and they do not
you
want
sound
to
like
see themselves as that.
To add to what Brother Kwame is saying is true, because remember when I was telling you a couple shows back, I was watching TLC, and they were showing how all these Ukrainian people of Slavic nature or whatever, they were, you know, like how these white, the white man that didn't have nobody, or the white woman, said like one of our coworkers who happened to be, you couldn't get a man over here, but you fell in love with a man,
yeah,
and now you,
yeah,
creating a family.
Yeah.
It was a lot of those. They showed a lot of them where they were,
yeah,
marrying these people,
but y'all said that.
And
right,
yeah, we said
okay,
that.
Hold on, I'm just saying this is
adding to that.
That right, but let's ask the question. We no one's disputing that on this. We're trying to ask y'all is, if black people are now, what y'all just said, now third, possibly fourth, then there's another interest in the equation that don't care about killing both black and white, because obviously if the Ukrainian people, for them to come over here, they got to kill some of their own people to get the effects to be brought over here. So they killing their people.
But what?
Am I correct?
And what
Everybody out there, is that correct?
You got a main point, because
okay,
here in this
okay
country, white males are doing what? They're gay. The majority of white males are what? That's why they passed the law, so they could get married and unify the man-on-man
right
thing, because they're not reproducing with their women.
And women-on-women don't want to reproduce either. Now, the thing about that is, I keep saying, no one's going to dispute that, but it's going to just throw some more fire on this. So, basically, it's a staged immigration policy to usurp the people who are the natives. This is a Bible story. To usurp the original people, they take over, and now they are the rulers over the people's land. And then now they realize they run out of people themselves, and now they open up the floodgates. Now, every group coming over here now is either of a Latin persuasion, and, of course, Europeans are coming here. So the killing machine that I'm trying to see if y'all are on the same page with is that they don't really care about who they got to kill to get the desired effects. Yeah, if they got to kill some Ukrainians, if they got to kill some Europeans or some Russians, they don't mind that. I don't think that's the case. I think that we try to put
sacrifice.
A white... Right.
It's like we're trying to, their own. They don't
right,
care.
They don't care. We try to put a color component on it, and I think that color component is a lot of to do with why we have a hard time seeing this, because if the people don't mind killing Russians, which they have, I think Stalin and them killed like 30 million or 45 million people at one time. So they don't have a problem killing their people. So I don't think that's an equation that we should be trying to keep putting into the equation, because if they don't care
right.
about killing, if they don't care about killing, then a color don't mean shit to them.
Right.
So
right.
that's where I think we're getting confused a lot about that. Let me keep going. We got to go with this because, see, y'all started to plant fan gates open. Because if these women are actually looking black that's in power and they're pushing abortions.
Unknowingly.
Unknowingly or not. Unknowingly or not. But I'm just saying they're pushing it. Somehow they benefactoring from it because it's a money component to nothing. You don't go out and protest everybody without money. Nobody protests without getting paid.
But the reason why I'm saying unknowingly is because a lot of them are not, they're just towing the party line. They're not principal or party. But another reason why I'm saying unknowingly is because, you know, the goddess bitches are definitely in effect, you know. And if you look at the goddess bitches that they have in waiting, Stacey Abrams, Kamala, Leo Lightfoot, and a host of others that's toting the agenda, then, you know, I mean, you know, it's bringing the demise of your own people. And it's sad, but, you know, they're beholden party over principle. And we're just sitting, back watching this shit.
Because apparently the color thing don't mean nothing to them because they're doing it.
Right.
So this
that's
is
what
the color,
color of green. The color of green.
That's the point I'm making today. The point I'm making today is, for all who listening, that we know there's a color component, but to play it on every hand, it has to be looked fully at. This is on purpose that they want you to think
right.
this.
This is a global thing. This just ain't
it's global.
Local.
Yeah, it ain't local. Right, that's my point. It's like we keep thinking the white man did this, the white man did that. Yeah, he did. But if there are mutations, which y'all said it goes along with the Marvel movie, The Mutants. Because if we created this through leprosy, let's just call it what it is. It's in your Bibles, everybody. Jehazi. He turns his hand, puts it in his hand, comes out white as snow as leprosy. His tribe gets what? Driven out. It's in the Black Panther movie, the white gorilla. He was a white gorilla tribe, everybody. See, they lied to you in these Marvel movies, but the original cartoon, he is a white gorilla. In the original comic book. Look it up. We're going to make it happen today, baby. We're going to throw fire all day long. It's the Helios. We do not play. I'm your host, Dry Bones, and we got more calls. I'll take one more call because I got to make sure y'all get everything we talking about today. We'll go to 1-300. That's okay. 1-3.
I love the connection, bro. When we connect together.
Yes. Got to connect.
I love the correlation that how that abortion thing can play into Planned Parenthood and also fetus harvesting and whatnot.
That's right.
So that was big. I sent you the article about the G7. Did you get it?
Not yet. I did not see that one yet. No.
Okay. What's going on with the G7?
Go ahead. You tell us.
Well, Biden got together with the G7 if anybody knows what the G7 countries are, and they got together and will ban Russian gold imports. Now, why they need to mess with Russian gold now?
Yeah.
And if you're not paying attention, family, Russia's currency was at 2 cents per dollar when before the alleged invasion. I have to make sure I say alleged. But you got to understand how that region works. You got to understand how that region works. You got Russia, you got Lithuania, all that stuff up in there. You got what's the other country? Crimea. All that's Russian. If you pay attention, it's going on around the import, where the ports are, where they
correct.
Do all the shipping, where all the shipping
correct.
Lanes are, the waterways. So the G7 is trying to block Russia's gold because Russia is still doing business with the world with gold because gold is a legal tender. And,
that's right.
And that's what I want to bring to the family attention right now. Gold is still a legal tender when it comes to trade and the trade of goods and services around the world. So they can't stop them. So we all family, listen, go and pay attention. Stop being deflected with abortions and all kind of goofy stuff. You know, we need to be paying attention to that money trail. I heard somebody come on the call and said earlier about the money trail. But I'm in the background, bro. I digress. Go check that out. The gold is being attacked. Why would you need to attack gold if it's no good?
Yeah.
I digress.
There you go. Good digression. I'm gonna take this time right now because I want to make sure I get this in before the top hour. At the top of the hour. Much love to you. Sister Antoinette doing fine. Spoke with her. She'll be back. She's been doing Wednesday nights. Brother Eddie, Wednesday nights. Brother Ray, I heard, in the hospital. Please give him a shout out, please. I don't know which hospital it is, but if you got his number, give him a holler. And then Brother Randy got a book out. I hope to get him on here. I look like it was put together by my man from work with Trump. Snow, what's the guy? What's the white guy name that had trouble? Oh my God, I can't think of a name right now. But Brother Randy, come on, you can tell. I see Roger Stone. That's it. Roger Stone is in collaboration with Dr. Randy Short, who's doing well as well. He had a brief bout of health. Now he's rebounding. So love to see that. So everybody is back on track. Wednesday nights. 9 o'clock, Brother Eddie, Brother Sister Antoinette, and of course, Sundays, Helios, host Dry Bones. We're going to keep it moving. We got some more things we want to get to you, but here it is. Y'all are on point so much. I mean, thank you. Brother Kwame, I'm going to bring you back in here too, so get ready. On point. Everything that America is going through, y'all just illicitly elaborated it so eloquently. So this is why we have to do this program, because what's about to take place? Why this is all going on, Planned Parenthood, all this crazy stuff, everything makes no sense. But the bottom line, everybody, they won't do away with cash ASAP. It's about to be done away with. ASAP, the Cash App, and they're doing everything we talked about. Y'all should be feeling vindicated because it actually took place. The G7, also what Brother D said earlier about the Biden, the homeboy said about the going to the G7 meeting, all that. The goal all has to do with they're about to do what is called a bank holiday. Look it up. All transactions will be automatically frozen. I'm going to give it to you in kids' play. It's not elaborate talk, just down-to-earth real talk from somebody who you can count on giving you the facts, and that is the Helios.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back today. Now, 18 months ago now, I told everyone that this was going to happen, and now it looks like it has started. One point I would make on this video before we even get started. If you don't normally watch my videos all the way through to the end, I would say to watch it all the way through today because to understand the end, I really need to give you context throughout and explain exactly what's going on here. But we are going to be talking about this stuff here, cash, money. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, euros or British pounds here or, you know, US dollars. It makes no difference whatsoever. we're going to be talking about your money and why it is not safe. So let's go over to the shared screen now then and get this started. So for those of you who have been subscribers for a while, you'll remember I made this video. Can your bank now steal your money? Bail-ins explained. This video has now got over a quarter of a million views from February of 2021. Now, in this video, I was talking about something that wasn't really common knowledge at the time, even though the publication date of this was 2012, just as we were coming out the last financial crisis known as the Great Recession. So this was from the International Monetary Fund, and it was called From Bailout to Bail-In, Mandatory, look, I've highlighted this word, Debt Restructuring of Systemic Financial Institutions. And as I know that many of you want to read these documents, like I like to read these documents, this is called the IMF Staff Discussion Note, April 24th, 2012. So you can just do a search and you'll be able to find this. Now, what does it talk about and why do I need to give you context here? Well, very importantly, we have something called bailouts that were used during the last Great Recession, 2008, 2012, 13 period. And this is where the governments used taxpayer money to bail out the banks. And there was absolute outrage because the banks had been gambling and speculating and then paying all of these huge bonuses, everyone getting paid a lot, and then they just got bailed out by the government using the taxpayers' money. So it was completely unfair to the people who had worked hard, saved all their money, been good citizens, and then the bankers of the time were simply gamblers, speculators, and they caused all of these problems. So what was passed was something called a bail-in law. So let's look at this. What is a bail-in? A bail-in provides relief to a financial institution on the brink of failure by requiring the cancellations of debts owed to creditors and depositors. We'll talk about that in a moment. A bail-in is the opposite of a bailout, which involves the rescue of a financial institution by external parties, typically governments, using taxpayers' money for funding. Bailouts help prevent creditors from taking on losses, while bail-ins mandate, again we're seeing this word mandate, creditors to take losses. Now, the question is probably in your mind right now, well, who are the creditors? Well, that would be you and I and everybody else that uses a bank account, which is pretty much almost 100% of citizens and people, especially in developed nations, especially in the US, Canada, UK, Australia, Europe, etc. Pretty much everyone uses a bank account of some sort, whether that's a current account, checking account, or a savings account. So this applies to everyone. And if you do watch that video that I made a year and a half ago, it explains how bail-ins were used in Greece and Cyprus, and since then it's been used in other countries. And you would, you know, expect this to be completely illegal and huge outcry, which that's what happens. There is outcry, but nothing happens because the government mandates this by law. So let's continue on. How did this come about then? Big banks were deemed too big to fail following the financial crisis of 2007 and 8, resulting in government bailouts at the expense of taxpayers. Financial reforms ushered in with the Dodd-Frank Act eliminated bailouts and opened the door for bail-ins. Bail-ins allow banks to convert debt into equity to increase their capital requirements. They shift the risk to unsecured creditors, i.e. that is you. If you're getting even 0.1% interest from the bank, you are a creditor to the bank, including depositors whose account balances exceed the FDIC limit of $250,000. I'll talk about that again in a moment. You can avoid bail-ins by spreading your assets across different banks and by monitoring changes in financial regulations. Well, yes and no, kind of. The problem now is if you look at who owns all of these banks, so you go to the high street and you say, okay, I've got this bank, this bank, this bank, I've got all these different options. Not really. You might think you've got a dozen options, but usually one banking group might own five or six of those banks. So the insurance cover, regardless of your country, doesn't transition to each separate bank. It goes to the banking group. Most people aren't aware of this. So when they're telling you to spread out their risk or your risk, it doesn't really apply because you're going to be falling under the same banking group category. Another scam that I talk about is these insurance programs like the FDIC and whatever else. Why do I call them scams? Because they are not funded. This is the key here. Do you really think there is a bank account sat there somewhere with trillions of dollars or hundreds of billions of pounds or whatever your currency is, euros, trillions of euros? Do you honestly think there is a bank account just sat there with all of this money in? No, there isn't. So what would they do? They would have to create this money. So let's just look at this rationally. Let's say we're in a period of very high inflation, which certain politicians think is being caused by Putin. No, inflation is the expansion of the monetary supply. That is what it is. That is inflation, inflating the monetary supply. Too much money printing. Okay, so now that we've established that, if all of these banks start to fail, the government's going to say, right, it's okay, with the central bank here, we're going to print more money. And then that makes no sense. If the cause of the problem in the first place would be, let's say, runaway inflation or people trying to pull their money out of the banks, which you won't see happening anymore. Why? Again, we've covered this numerous times. They're getting rid of the branches. They're getting rid of the ATMs. They're trying to make everything digital. Digital passports, everything digital, CBDC. So that way you can't go to the bank. That way you can't go to the ATM and withdraw cash. So that when everything falls and fails, they say, oh, don't worry, we'll print all this new currency. It's going to be digital. They simply haven't got the money there. So all these people, including many of you watching, who think, I'm not worried, the insurance provider's there, it's going to take care of everything. Good luck with that, because I do not trust any of them, and I'm not relying on any of these insurance schemes.
Now, how close is that now to you personally on your jobs? Have y'all checked your 401k to see if they're fiduciary calls? Because they're not fiduciary causes. They are scams. That means they don't care about making you money. We have to go down.
I pulled mine out before I left the VA hospital. Pulled all my shit out.
Yeah, this is what's getting ready to happen. So I just hope y'all paying attention, because it's not how y'all think it's going to be. It ain't going to be no black and white shit. It's going to be an economic failure, and you are going to need whoever it is to survive. That's just how it's going to happen. You are not going to make it believing these old-fashioned, outdated philosophies that was once given to us when we were babies. Ain't going to happen. Guns and everything is going to still be profitable even through this person. Go ahead, make your point. I'm going to bring in 7696.
But dry bones.
Go ahead. Let him finish first, brother. Then you go, Kwame.
In the midst, we all spoke about this on the bones. And even to the book that all of us have spoken about, which was COVID, the Great Reset. So
yeah.
when we were talking about Brexit, austerity,
yeah,
and so forth coming down the line, those were the signs there. So
in
that point, I do feel vindicated, because we were talking austerity and Brexit and the digital currency, and the brother that spoke about Bitcoin. Now, and which way do we go? Do we follow Bitcoin? Do we create our own economic dollar? What is the point of situation where we at now? And then when you look at Biden now, and he's talking about student loan forgiveness, and if you look at it, it's not going to be the whole debt forgiven, but if you say up to $10,000, right, you got 446 million Americans in student loan debt, and up to $10,000 per those millions of Americans in debt. That $460 billion that the government said, okay, we know y'all been scammed by Fannie Mae and all them.
We can pay y'all back for being
scammed, but just $10,000. So
if you're 100% disabled, you can get the student loans waived. If you're a veteran, if you're 100% service connected, you can get that suit. All your student loan will be waived and forgiven.
Wow. Brother Kwame, go ahead.
Yeah, and on there he was talking about 2012. And 2012, we have to remember, December 21st, 2012 was the galactic the Mayan and the Egyptian calendar year. That's when we crossed the galactic center, and this is where we came back to. This is why they had to do the reset with the money, because in 2002, those 20 men that are now composed of what they call the PayPal Mafia together, and they began, that's where Elon Musk, this is where YouTube came from, all of these Silicon Valley Mafia came together, and they started this now technocrats. There was the industrialcrats. Now they are the new technocrats. And you said it in the earlier when you said Superman, and you were saying, what was it? Kryptonite. Crypto. This is what they're now doing. You said it. That's because that's what Superman's weakness. That is man's weakness is money. And money only stands for my own natural energy yield. Is how they able to control the energy flow of the human being is the profitability that they look at. And what have they done in the technological world? They've created all of the behavioral tools to control your behavior now, not just your body. Your mind is what they have. And what do you do and how do you manifest crypto and Bitcoin? You have to mine the computers that's doing the technological working of creating the currency of exchange.
Man, that was well put, bro. You might need to put a book together on that one. That was good as hell. Oh my goodness. Oh, let me just say this. Those of you at 12 o'clock, I don't know what happens. If you have to jump on, you better jump on. I don't know what happens after that. They cut the show or cut you off on the internet. So if you need to jump over now. We're going to take a quick break.
Could I just one little point to 2012? If we look at something, when they made, we call it Willie Lynch. Yeah. Let's make a slave. And if you look at the beginning and the date on it, it says December 1712. It says, if you do this, this may last you 300, maybe 400 years, but 300 is what they looked at. From 1712 and 300 years is 2012. This is the new slave trade, buddy.
Yeah. It's brought to us specifically by the New World Order, because it is, like Brother West said, he see at the Munich conference, a whole world was there, and not many of them, just there. It breaks it.
The conspiracy Brexit. Of 300.
Yeah.
That's conspiracy the book that Gregory told
Coleman.
Us about.
Dr. Coleman.
Right.
Give the name, John Coleman. White dude told it all.
Hey, it was 624 people there, man. 624. I did the numbers, man.
624 people. And all I can say is that we're getting ready to go into the celestial part of this program, because, see, we said the Ancient of Days did sit. I hope y'all read your Bible, because it's a great book. It's a galactic book, and it has the whole history in it. You just don't like it because you don't know the codes. That's all it's about. But until we come back, brief break. When we come back, I got some more callers. I got 0925. I got a whole bunch of y'all jumping off. Oh, man. Keep it going. We'll be right back. 3 minutes, y'all. 3 minutes.
They say the bigger the headache, the bigger the pill, baby. Dr. Frankenstein, they call me the big pill. I want everybody here tonight to put your hands together and give up the funk, cause it's about that time. Is everybody ready? Are you ready out there? Let me hear you sing it for me one time, y'all, before we get started. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill, baby. Well, they call me the big pill. A Dr. Funkenstein here. the disco fiend with the monster sounds. My hip bone connected to my thigh bone connected to my leg bone, leg bone connected to my ankle bone. I get so hung up on my bone. Dr. Funkenstein here, preoccupied and dedicated to the preservation of the motion of hip. Are you ready out there? We're gonna do it one more time and I want everybody to sing it this time. Hey, hold on, do it again.
Ego tripping and body snatching. And guess what? Take the pill. Told you, boy, ahead of his time with that one. But it was already out there. Take the pill because your abortion will be real. We going to take some more calls. Oh, my goodness, man. This is going to be a wonderful thing. It's going to be wonderful. Everybody should feel good about the fact that you ain't crazy. You are what they call the clone. 7696. I got 0102. Let me go to 0102.
Hey, let me ask you something, man. Hey, you seen that dude, that Silverstein, the commissioner of the NBA, man? That fuck ain't real, man. You seen his eyes? Look at him, man.
Hey. Oh, Adam Silver, yeah.
Yeah, he looked like an alien, that's for sure. All right, let me get this caller. Hold on. 107, excuse me, 0102. 01. 02, you got your hand up. Area code 940. I don't know where that's at. 940. 0102. Okay, going once, going twice. Let me go to 7696. See if I had you in here. 7696.
Hey, that drop bomb.
Go ahead,
hey, that
brother.
Drop bomb.
There you go.
Brother
there you
D,
go.
St. Louis.
St. Louis,
hey,
always.
I just want to let y'all know everything, what's going on. See, they got everything going on. Everywhere, like it's a little fighting going on over here, politicians going on over here. You know what I'm saying? It's just chaos everywhere. And see, that's what they got us all focusing on. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
We don't have no common ground to where we can be at peace, because they stirring up our emotions. See, that's
right.
What they focusing on. You know,
right.
And that's what fuel they fire. Our emotions. See, if we don't pay them no attention and go on about our regular life or however, we got to figure it out.
Right.
That's because, see, we involving ourselves in somebody else's business. And see, that's what it's always, that's how they was always to take over places. They'll come in and introduce something, and there we go. Oh, you know, that's where we take the sides, you know. When grandmama came, when we came home listening to rap, oh God, you know what I'm saying? They got into it with us about that. They got into it with us about breaking. They got into it with us about wanting to be more educated. You know what I'm saying? It was always a side. It was always a side whenever something new is introduced to us, and
right.
That's we playing along with their game because they need us to be involved. The common person, because that's where our emotions, you know, we don't think all heavy, and you know, our emotions are innocent in so many ways because we are not aware of the system just itself.
Wow.
Period.
That's deep.
Even,
that's deep.
You know,
that's deep. What you just said, we come out, we innocent minded, not looking to take over the whole world, not looking to do all this stuff to people, but it comes on us though. Now, what happens, what's your take on when we get this energy in us that somebody gravitates to it? You think it's like easy to get it out of you, or it's like a possession type of thing where, you know, it's like the people you around create that energy. Whatever you around can create either good or bad energy. So is it?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But see, that's what I'm saying. We don't have a common a path to go on because we got all this mess going on. We just everywhere. Our molecules are what they say. what they saying, they can make our molecules like go different places.
Go different places, reform.
And part of our DNA is reforming with other people and everything else, and it ain't making no sense, because yourself has to have a common ground with self in order to get along with another self that's dealing with that same thing that you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying?
No, I feel you 100%.
Higher and lower nature.
Yeah, because I feel you. That makes some sense. But hold on, let me ask you this question, because you said this. So basically, you're trying to say, like, for instance, when a man said our molecules, are we transforming right now into that? Remember how you say take time to get wherever we going, we're going to come back together again. So is this like a mental, spiritual, transitional, where all our energy is coming back? What they say, Javon Moss,
you'll wake up and find yourself in a penitentiary. You'll wake up and find yourself somewhere. See, that's what it is. You're going to wake up and find yourself into whatever situation you allow your emotions to guide you in, your decisions to guide you in, your decisions that you're making with other people around you. That's all a part of the whole system.
Oh, God. So it's the equation, man. Let's make it simple to everybody, too. Everybody will not have the same outcome. You know why?
That's good, but it still has to be a balance.
But I'm going to say this, because everybody's DNA ain't the same either, even on this line. Everybody got different blood types. We got different things.
You're going to gravitate towards whatever you are comfortable with being with. Because I know some people who, what they one song say, some of my people, they won't know how to act if they're in the ghetto around. What's the one brother that say, he said, my people, they don't know how to act, because, see, everybody going to be in the groups that they going to be in. Regardless, your DNA going to put you there. How you think, what you like, what you are comfortable with, you know, all that going to play a part, and that's what it's going to be.
Let's go with that. I like that right there. Let me hear from all y'all there, because we are in different states. Every one of us got a different state right now we in talking. They're in a different state of mind. Your state, ID, thinking is not the same as Florida, Miami thinking. So we all see that we are different places. You hit it on those. We all, that goes along with that. So our DNA right now brought us to be on these lines that we on today. You don't have to be on this, but it connects to you. So obviously, that's a vindication on how
we energy
brought
and
that.
Frequencies.
Energy and frequency.
But
so,
Bones, he's hitting a great point, because what it is that we used to have grandma's lap time. We can remember being old enough to remember grandma's time that you spent on her lap or your mother's lap. Now we don't have lap time. We give our children laptops.
Ooh, damn. That's a good one there. Yeah. That's a shirt. That's a good one. Grandma's lap. Laptop, God, no, that's true. It's energy. So basically, we're getting two types of energy. One was a human frequency, and now we have a AI frequency, electronic frequency. I just said earlier, they got to give us two parties. They got to give us two days ago, human, non-human. And so it's like it's always something to battle with. Food, is food real now? Now I know food is real, because see, our farmers, y'all, and this is another thing I want y'all to hear, too. I'm just going to say this so y'all know. Survival food, however you think you're going to be able to survive this, beans, get them. All I can say is this, when I start to see that they showing, I don't know if they fake cattle or not, but they had a cattle that supposedly, I'm talking about quite a bit of them just fell out through heat exhaustion now. And I said to myself, that can't be. They were laid out perfectly. Like the tractor was laying them out. I say that can't be, man. All these cattle just laid out from heat stroke. And y'all said the tapes, food factories are being, they just had a wheat factory just go down. Baby milk just went, you know, the only next thing to mess with your emotions
tampons.
Is food. Tampons. Yeah, you heard that, yeah. And after that is food. Now, the black farmer, boy, I just went and researched some stuff he came up with recently. I'm just watching him. Following him, see what he's saying. I'm telling y'all, I heed warnings. I heed warnings. Because prophecy is a warning. If it comes to you as real, that's a fulfillment of a prophet. See. So if you can see it's coming, that means you prophetically should prepare yourself. All I can tell you what Boyd said recently, not from back when we first talked about Boyd, but recently they have a farmer meeting. If they don't produce enough at the end of this crop season right here, he said you will see food prices go up like you have never seen before. Pretty much verbatim. Not quite verbatim, but very close to what he said.
And you talked about the star systems.
Oh,
but
man.
It's already written in the star systems, in the Helios Biblios. When you study in the books in Job, when it talks about Pleiades, the seven stars.
Yep. The seven stars.
And in that says is that it fastens the binder of these constellations and is to what? Bring down forth each in its season. That's what you're talking about. If you're not in alignment with the seasons of the heavens, then those crops that you artificially making out of artificial seeds and GMOs is not going to be in the right season. So this is what we're dealing with, because if you're eating and taking ingesting seedless watermelon, seedless grapes, seedless tomatoes, that means that's going to make you seedless, because you're digesting something that is not in the natural order. Man has gotten everything, basically trying to make everything out of order. To create out of order comes to what? Confusion.
Yes, and Patel Sikhi say eat by the seed, but I think everything does have a seed. If it's seedless, it's genetically altered. Let me ask y'all something, because I watch a lot of cooking channel stuff. You know,
Have the planet alignment on June 23rd, June 24th? I forgot all about that.
Yeah,
that wasn't no accident. We had the alignment with all these events going on.
Yeah, it's still going. It's going. It's amazing. Go ahead.
Right, you had two. You had one in May and you had one in June. It's called the planetary parade. That's when Venus, Mercury, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn, all five planets are in alignment. And and what they had was aligned with the belt of Orion. And that created another frequency of energy, that all of this, every time these planets align and do, that energy comes to this planet.
Yes, no doubt.
And this is why we're having the shifts that we're having.
Now, let me ask you, and now, because this is a universal event, that's why I say the color game can't be in the universal equation the way we play it off here in the Western world, because that solar flare or whatever's coming, certain countries see it even better, or how they say, certain dimensions of that's looking on Earth see it even better. So
the Aurora Borealis.
Yeah, that's glowing every day. The Roy Borealis is glowing energy all day long. That's a bucket for me. If we had to do COVID, I've been seeing that shit. That's unbelievable that the energy is coming up, and it says it's the most beautiful thing to see, Roy Borealis. Also, different celestial areas is getting the energy y'all been saying. I'll look it up. Like, the Asian Rim is getting other type of energy from that celestial thing, and so is the Pacific Rim, and then and the other ends of Antarctica. What's in Antarctica, everybody? If we gonna go there. It's time for the alien time now. Let me ask y'all some questions now. Now, if kryptonite comes to Earth, or whatever, let's just take that for it. It's not to say it will be alien to the Earth. See, that's the part I'm trying to figure out. Are we getting the whole story here? We kind of get alien through a comic book composition, basically, by looking at these things. But if an alien form, alien composition hits the Earth, that's not the same as what's on the Earth, that would be an alien form. And see, we take everything so physical at the humanly level with the anthropomorphic, meaning everything got to be attributed to our human body for us to understand. So if, say, a meteorite hits the Earth, has some type of cosmic biological shit on it that we don't know about from ancient times, and grows into some type of, you know, figure that can adapt to this new nature that it has found itself on, and then morph into whatever it is, that means they're on the earth already before we even got out of
the man that fell to earth.
Yeah.
I'm watching that series right now.
Yeah, I was watching that. Very good. I love it. That's the same concept. And that's the new version. Like I tell people before, David Bowie version. Now, here where I have an issue with people, too, when it comes to this. If the alien. Now, I was going back to y'all words. See, everything connects. If the alien had mutation, and that mutation now is on Earth with them, the question was, would they be combative forces? Because they maybe, this is considered ostracizing a person. In your Bible stories, there are three myths about leprosy. Moses has one of them. It's all there. Jahazi had one. And it's one more. I don't know if it's Job. I can't think. It's one more. But they had leprosy. The leprosy claim, the biological claim, is in your so-called Yaku story as well, is leprosy. All these story myths about aliens, even Nation Islam knew about the alien component because it was taught a long time. This is not new. So the alien component has always been known. So these stories that we've been hearing, now here's where it gets deeper. If these alien components did they say they made this being and they ostracized it? But the Bible calls it leopards. They ostracized them. The actual African history story, you go to any African, go put ancient leprosy in your search engine. I challenge you. You will find out that we are actually saying that the alien force, which would be we had this mutation that was alien to us. We ain't never seen a leopard.
But Bones, that was one of the discussions in the Council of Nicaea. Was he one of the same, or was he an alien being? And say
alien.
Now
alien
it goes back to what you're saying, and those scientists of Daniken and Ancient Aliens and so forth, and even with the Mel Gibson movie where they were supposed to, what was the movie where the aliens came down in the pyramid spaceships, and then the sarcophagus opened up, and they were able to destroy it, though, right?
Yeah, that was a series.
It was a series with the dude with the Omega on his forehead.
What
about that? Stargate. What about that movie Bright with Will Smith? And it was a show called Bright, and there was some beings that came here, and they made a deal. They was living here, and they was in tour with the humans. They was, like, wearing – I'm saying, it's called Bright.
Right.
Yeah, but
that sounds
movie
like
Earth with Will Smith and his son.
Yeah.
Earth with Will Smith and his son.
No, it's called Bright.
It's
a movie called Bright. And
there was another one.
Will Smith,
it might be real, right?
That's my point.
If there's a lot of movies about aliens, it has to be real. And I seem to think that the white race is the race that talks about in the Bible when God asked God to eliminate his race.
You're
in the Bible?
You're talking about Adam and Eve's story where the son was said, they said, don't kill him. Don't kill Cain. The descendants of Cain was given a choice. Don't kill Cain. It says, save him for the last day. No man could touch Cain. So that's another thing. Good point. And who was Cain?
Well, in the book of Enoch, he talks about Cain wanting the creator to eliminate his seed. And mm-hmm. brother was talking about earlier, and he was saying about the white race. The white race is the seed that's being eliminated off the planet of Earth, because it's not that many of them. And that is the reason why they are migrating to the black race. You see all these mixed races on commercials, and they yep. already know that their race is the race that's being eliminated. That's why they bring in the Ukrainians and bringing all these folks in, because of the fact that Margaret, okay, she was talking about the black race. She right. knows that our race can populate and populate and populate, and that's the race that she wanted to eliminate to catch up to the race that she knows, which is
now,
hers.
Margaret Spring,
the Aryan race is dying.
Now, Brother Kwame said Aryan race. You said Aryan race. You know what? I have to go with that, because I'm tell you why. Under the Nazi thing, when you get into the Aryan ideology, they believe they are of a bloodline as well. So that's why they don't care about the Italians. They don't care about the Spanish. They don't care about nothing. But they got cousins with Luxor and all them in Britain and some of the Scottish territories and some of France with Charlemagne. Though the question I'm gonna ask y'all is, you know, if these white races again had to see black folks, because many scholars have said they were civilized by black people.
But even Hitler knew about the black race, because if you look at the swastika, and which was Hindu. it's still tied back into the African American race, and even he had the highest regard, regardless of the propaganda when Jesse sat with him.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Hitler knew about
the black knight.
The occultism.
Exactly. We got the black knights up there, Brother Kwame, too, in Britain. Black knights are there.
Right. But what you're seeing is that what the brother said, the swastika didn't, and it's in Hindu, but the swastika
Hindu.
Is
yeah.
nothing but the four seasons that the Big Dipper yeah. changes its direction in the mm-hmm. sky. That's all that is.
There you go.
Because our ancestors wrote it on the walls of Kemet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What you're talking about in 792,
when we invaded, went
into Spain, Portugal, Italy, that's why that race is all mixed. The rest
right.
of Europe is not mixed, and that's why they look at them, because you look at the Sicilians, you look at the Portuguese and the Spanish people that have been mixed with black people, because when the Moors invaded in 792 and didn't come out until 1491, we went in and built the universities and bathhouses, because that's what took them out of the dark age and their plague, because
right.
they
now,
didn't bathe or clean.
Now let's go with that. Let's go with that psychological premise right there. Now let's be real. We heard this story and y'all, but let's bring it into complexal reality. If I'm training you, you know how much power I got over you? Do you understand? This ain't like happened overnight. This was a 700, 800-year event. An 800-year, almost a 1,000-year event. So I'm confused still. Y'all should all be confused with that story, because, like, okay, if a group of people is civilizing you, they also fucking you. That's just how it works. That's just how it works. Now, can y'all understand? Does that story really make sense, that we civilized these people, gave them sanitation, showed them how to shower, supposedly, all this stuff, and you telling me they come out ruling over us after 1,000 years of teaching them, having sex with them, and everything else to show them this is the way to live? Does that story make sense? Can I get a yay from all? Does that story really make sense in your real life history of thinking? Does that story?
Well, that's the same story.
I heard from you. I want to hear from. Asking y'all, your lines are open. Does that story make sense to y'all?
No, it does not make sense. No, it does not make sense at all. Okay? And basically, his story and programming.
First of all,
yeah, it makes sense because hey, tell me why. We talked too much and showed them every fucking thing. Then we fell asleep, and they take our knowledge and use it against us.
Explain what the hell fell asleep means. Give me a definition of what that means.
Drive on, we ain't falling
asleep. That's what I said, like people not. That's what I said. People got dumb and stupid and fell asleep.
Okay, I heard from you. They fell asleep. Okay,
you heard the story of Rip Van Winkle, right?
Yeah, they fell asleep. Well, I don't know who fault is that. We fell asleep off drugs, cocaine, getting high, liquor. Hey, you just don't fall asleep. A sedative puts you asleep.
That's what I was going to say, Dry Bones. Hey, they must have gave us some heroin back in the day. They must have had that heroin out there.
Come on. How dumb does this story sound to y'all? They fell asleep on some drugs?
The Ottawa, man, the Ottawa.
Come on,
The enemy took what we gave him and used it against us.
Enemy took, I'm writing a book. Hold on. Let me get some more callers. I got callers went crazy on this one. 504. Let me get 5045. Please bring into context what you've been hearing so far. I love y'all. This is amazing.
Can you hear me, Drive-On?
Yeah, I hear you quite well. Go ahead, man. Much love to you. Good to hear from you.
Same here, man. Great topic. I think it's interesting. I just think over a prolonged period of time, as an amalgamation take place in terms of the blending, like you said, they were screwing each other, even if they were in power, the Moors, that is. But those kids will grow up to become secret and positions of power. However, if you're going to create a mixed breed in terms of the mother being white, the father being black, and that kid grows up and does not see his image and position of power, he will seek to replace it. And that's what Akhenaten did. Akhenaten's mother was not of African descent. Akhenaten eventually, he switched up the whole paradigm because he did not see the image of his mother in the position of power. So those Moors over 700, 800 years and blending and mixing, you know what I'm saying? And remember, the mulatto has always been a problem. Once created, we tend to forget or admit that in history, you know? There's a plane passing over here. Sorry about that because I'm outside. But, so we have to factor that in. There's an amalgamation over a prolonged period of time in that mixing. And eventually, when they found themselves in number, eventually took over power, just like you've seen happening in this country. This was a white man's country at one point, you know? But now the amalgamation is taking place.
It never was a white country in the context of being conquered, it is
because this was their new reality. You had to conquer someone,
so that means that it was someone here before you say.
I understand in the historical timeline, but once they took it over, it became theirs. There was no denying that. So they called it. What's the thing? What they use in terms of manifest destiny? At some point, it was white, pure white run and control. But now, over a prolonged period of time in the history of this nation, and it has been amalgamated. You know, we've had a president that Obama was of a mixed breed, but in a sense, again, his mother was white. You saw how he treated the blacks. So you see that over a prolonged period of time, the amalgamation and the psychosis of it will work in an encounter of the ruling power. So that's where we are. It's a repeated history. It's nothing new. We just kind of lose focus of that over a period of time, because there's a new mindset. That's my take on it, brother.
I agree 100% with everybody right now.
Let me ask you.
Go ahead, make a statement. Let me ask you guys this.
Since black people are the original people, we're the first, any kind of genetic modification has to come from the black genes. Why is it hard for us to believe that black people enslaved black people and black people are the responsibilities of our demise right now, if we were the first?
I that's a good question. I'll take it from anybody. I would think that whatever happened first would be the gene that y'all say that we from would be the one that we should be concentrating on. Like, okay, now how did this gene get bad? How did this gene go recessive? Definitely is on Earth over us at this time, according to y'all own psyche stain. All y'all on this line pretty much believe that if nobody but us was here, where did these people come from then? And then if they came from us, where are we bad parents? Because how the hell they get this crazy?
It's an interesting question. I personally think that's where we get the introduction of extraterrestrials, I believe.
So
these people didn't just appear in this greater numbers as far as the Asian, the white, the real Anglo white. I mean, it was like a population species introduced into the population. You know.
Okay, brother. That's
why you got to look to Antarctica with the 200 fallen angels, man.
There
when
you
they
go.
Doing
there
all
you
this
go.
Damn
there you go. Okay. No one's going to mention what you just said. You know why? Because it's so deep. The fallen angels. Again, the term could be debated, but this Antarctica thing, man, I'm telling you straight up, it ain't making. It's the most kept history out of all books.
Yep.
No one brings up these charters about Antarctica. No, you can't get a person to tell you that Antarctica exists or how it exists. They don't even know. It's kept out of history. Interesting.
Yeah, and you got to also look at the 45 books that the Vatican took out the original book, Bible. It was 111 books. They took out 45 and left 66.
Yeah, we know that one.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a
And look at the most
Book of Enoch books.
Yes, one of them. Yeah, Book of Enoch is one of them they took out. Go ahead. That's a fact. Hey, hold on. Somebody driving. If you're driving, just put yourself on mute because I can't hear you because I'm trying to hear y'all. And then, now, I'm going to bring some more calls in. So y'all be respected, please. Let them get in.
I'm not driving.
I didn't say you was. I said if you are. Just cut it off. Yeah, I don't know who's. Remember, I can't see y'all. The day I can see y'all from here, you know that it's a technology beyond y'all comprehension. I don't know what y'all do. I just hear y'all.
Recently, just to interject, China made contact with some extraterrestrial forces, and they eventually pressured China to shut it down so they won't release it. And their naivety, they released that they made contact with some signals. In outer space, and they quickly covered that and made China retract it. You know,
now
look
I'm gonna
who's
tell you
in line,
something.
Right? Look who's line to be a ruling power on the planet now. China.
Thank you. Now hold on. Thank you, bro. You hit it. Oh, I love y'all. Now, y'all sit there. I see this a big, gigantic like plate, a huge plate with a resonator or some shit on it, and they claim they heard it. Y'all sit there. I looked at it. I said, "This is deep." Now I'm telling you.
Sound like this.
Yeah, look like that. There you go. You seen it. Thank you so much for sending it, because I know I didn't see that. I got that from y'all on that link. All I can say is when I read it, I said, "Oh shit, this makes sense now." According to that, China started going crazy on their citizens. They already took their money. They can't use their money no more. Look it up. That's where I got that clip from. The Chinese people don't have no more money. None. They on a color system. You can only do any transaction if it's green. If your card is red, you banned, and you go into quarantine. Now, they must know something coming. Now, whatever coming, that's already – now, here's two things of thought, y'all. I'm going to hear from all y'all. Can them coming up – because remember, they got to come in. Some people have said that they inside the earth. Remember, the man who fell from earth, he was in a volcano-looking pit before he dragged himself out of it. He started transforming immediately upon coming up. So, beneath the planet of the apes, if they had a radiation issue back in the day that all of us don't want to, you know, maybe not into because you think the sun wasn't this close, whatever you might believe, I don't know. But if it's, say this is factual, may not be. This is a speculation. Let me call it speculative. And this speculative thing says, oh, they had to go inside the earth or whatever landed went inside the earth because they cannot go inside the earth to this day. We don't know what's going on. Ain't nobody went to the center of earth but Hollywood. Nobody has even been to the bottom of the ocean except Hollywood. So right then and there should make you think a bit. What if the earth is resonating from what y'all claim, the energy level, from outer space to here, and will cause the gates that they call the gates of Hades to open up, and we start to see that which was in the beginning. How y'all would take that?
Yeah, because they say the Most High had 10 dimensions, man. You got 10 dimensions of good and 10 dimensions of evil. So it's all about how you vibrate, what you're going to see.
What you're going to see.
Most High had a debate. But I don't see the same shit he see. I'm vibrating at a different level, man. So it depends on how you vibrate and what you receive, you see, all these dimensions, man.
I agree. That's because the area, your area might provide a higher vibration, everybody.
Yep.
Everybody's not on a fault line. Everybody's not on a ley line. You might got some ley line, but you ain't on you ain't all the same ones that everybody else on. So you might not receive something that somebody might receive somewhere else in this big dimensional plane that we are in as far as land. So that's
a big thing. I'm going to say one more thing. That's why when I talk to somebody, whatever they see, I'm not going to argue with it, because that's what they see, how they vibrate, man.
Right.
So it's useful energy to argue with somebody about what they see.
Right, because you can't tell me what I see and you don't see, because I can't. Now here's what the Antichrist, this book y'all call Anti, is literally AI. Antichrist, the anti-human, he or she, whatever you want to call it, that's why they know what's coming, because you ain't going to be able to, you ain't going to know what it is. This is why you think they try to confuse what you call each other, because whatever's coming, you ain't going to know what to call it. I'm telling y'all, this is going to be interesting. I can't wait. I hope I'm allowed to see this shit, because if I do die, at least I say I seen it.
Yeah. That's right. Just keep living. You're going to see all kind of shit, man.
Yes,
especially
right.
With the sun eating up. That's one thing about the Europeans, the RX gene, RH gene, they can't handle the damn sun. Like the sister say, that's why they trying to get all up in our grill to make some babies. That's why I love my man Nick Jenner. Make all the damn black babies y'all can.
Everybody, I got people think that way, too. I mean, we were taught that way, too. Be fruitful and multiply. I mean, that's really a true statement. But at the same token, you got now. If you fruitful multiply, I'm just gonna put this whole. If your baby come out deformed, certain nations will automatically take your child already on Earth. Not here in America. See, y'all always think about America, but what about the nation? What about the countries that ostracize their kids all the time? That's why it's called orphanages all over the Earth, because they have cliff mouths and they have deformed heads, and so we got mutations in every race. Every race is a mutation.
But
every race.
Isn't that what the Marvels did with the mutations that they took and raised and used their superpowers?
Yes, absolutely. You hit it. They use their power. Now, whatever power they can get could be a biological power that they might be secreting. A certain hormone that they need that they found to be powerful. That's why I say we don't know what these mutant people that we claim to be mutant or claim to be. And we usually ostracize people. I hate to say it like that, but most people are not nice to mutated people.
Our savants and autistic children have a frequency that we don't understand, is why we've labeled them. But they hear and they overstand frequencies that we haven't even caught up to, because they were born with a gift higher than what man has today.
I would not dispute that one bit, because I see it to be exactly that. They are something, and they're mainly harmless, very harmless people who have a strange way of remembering shit. You'd be like, how do they remember that? I had one I worked with. He could not be touched. His brother was a lawyer. I can't name him, but he was very, he knew the numbers of the parts. But he talking about anything else, he would do some of the weirdest shit you would ever think about. I can't even name it, but some people on his line know who I'm talking about. But very smart in ways that are beyond some people thinking. And yet, again,
the
almost like
a child
in mind. Rain Man. Yeah, that's what we used to call him. We always that was the inside joke, Rain Man. I hate to say that, but that was because he was just like that movie. I think even before the movie, because he was older than the dude, so. I don't know, but I can say that's true. That's factual in my life. Yeah. I've seen it to be people like that. He know what I'm talking about. Don't name no names. Yeah. I know you know what I'm talking about. Don't name no names.
I ain't gonna name no names, but the brother he had years of memory.
He could remember the
years of
shit.
Memory. He could tell you where this part was this year, when they changed the stock codes.
He would eat out the garbage can.
Yeah.
He would put his underwear in the freezer.
Yeah.
But he had years and centuries of memory. But the strangest part is when he started to do the opposite of what he normally would do, that's when he passed. You know, we'll say, man, if you eat out the garbage can, you know, just imagine what you eat, because we look at it in a bio way. But then I guess when you start to go against what your bacteria and whatever your body used to, then it's
now,
a whole different
you
thing.
Said that. Now, let me say this, because this is where I have a problem with people, too, when they judge people with food. There are people who have constitutions of stomach because of their biological. That's why they tell you when you go to Africa, you got to have all these shots, because don't drink the water, because you're not biologically suited over there. Obviously. This is where I get to the science part. If you really think about it, you don't need shots for here, because you're suitable for this domain. If you go to some country that got a different, whole different constitution of bacteria, you're not going to make it. That's just science. That's just science. So
that's,
I don't know where we get this, you know, this thing where everybody can make it just because they moved to Africa. Biologically, you may not make it. The food there is different. The whole atmosphere is different. And again, not being trained in that atmosphere, not being trained in that cuisine, they eat blood. They drink blood. Oh, yeah. There ain't no doubt about that. I mean, you might fool yourself to believe they don't do it. Yeah, they drink blood.
Calf blood.
I watch World Eating. I love it. I watch those shows. I want to see, because that's what made me give up all the bullshit thinking that we got here about pork and all that. You know, it's bullshit. I'm not saying bullshit because I'm being mean, but how the hell is Latin America living then? Hey, there we go.
Didn't that guy that did all of those shows going around the world eat? He died because his body just couldn't take eating all those different foods that killed him.
I don't know which one. The one I watch is Matthew Zimmer. He goes all over the world. And then you had guys before him, Lifestyle, Richard Famous. He would go all over the world and eat. Bodine. Bodine got killed by some information with the gay shit. Yeah, he didn't get. He died from that.
I thought it was a broken heart with him.
Yeah, no, he died.
That was a broken.
No, he died from the gay shit. He had he was with one of those one of them gay dudes that was doing things. I don't know what he had, but I seen it on Fox one day. They had about, just go look it up. He was got carved into something, and he died mysteriously. Everybody was like shocked because of it. It ended up being with some other shit going on with him, some outside shit. Again, food universally acceptable to all who go there. But again, there are advisories. They're not even eating shellfish. You got people who can eat crustaceans all day long, and you can't. So that goes to show your body.
You got vegetarians that don't eat.
Yeah, right. If they don't eat, that takes hell of a training. Can you imagine training yourself to the days where you have to be born into that at an early age to actually keep that regimen fulfilled? Because it is hard at your age now, or my age now, to say, I'm going to stop eating. Normally, that's called mercy killing in America, where I just kill myself. I don't know what it's called in other countries, but I do know that people who don't eat, it's like a religion in certain countries. But that's because we keep thinking the West is the best, and it's four quadrants to your brain, north, east, south, and west. And those quadrants have all got to be, you can hit your top cranial brain and still live. That don't mean you're functioning. So just because you're functioning. So that's amazing how we think about it.
Even Hawking showed you that.
But, you know, there's a strange dichotomy of they tend to pick off some of the extremes and talented that arrive out of the group in terms of like galvanizing personality. Let's say a Michael Jackson, he died mysteriously, but look at how much he was able to galvanize. So you do have some type of concerted effort to eliminate these type of appearances to humanity, it seems, you know.
Yeah.
Look at the brother that came out of nowhere, and I think he's a Zimbabwean inventor who never had a formal training, was able to tap into electromagnetic energy. All of a sudden, now he's sick. He's poisoned.
Right.
You know, he emerged and he built these things without a formal university training.
Same with
so
Buffalo.
You had,
The water car. And the water car. These people
exactly.
are natural born, natural, and I'd say this, the alien forces who have control over the resources of this earth, just like the books say, these aliens will come down. I'm going to alien books now. They come down, whatever it was, take hostage of whatever they created, make and create whatever it is that they need to create for work purpose. Y'all said mining. Well, you cannot mine crypto without metals. It's not just electricity that they get from to get the metal, you got to mine in the earth.
Yeah, you have to have
first,
the intelligence. Yeah.
Yes,
the intelligence to seek it, to find it, to know
it's
the use for it.
Silicon Valley, because it's part of the periodical chart. Because
you're
looking at silica is made from crystals, and crystals are formed in the earth. So, and crystals form from the vibration of the earth and the planetary alignments, formulate the sacred geometry of the crystal.
Well,
I agree.
Well, clearly there's been some wars in the ancient past, even from on other planets and Mars, the evidence have shown. So at some point, at some point, we were fighting with these aliens. At some point, we found out who they were, and we went to fight. We went to fighting with them because we were able to now see who they were or what they were.
Now let's say
that's been omitted.
That's been omitted. I must tell you, amen, because it's in the book of the Hindus, the Vega Wars, where they start with a V. These wars are going on. I'm gonna take some callers. But I gotta play this. Now, I'm gonna tell y'all straight up. I got 7981. You next, right after I play this. Let me just say this: if these people been lying to you, I can only show you there is no other way to show you this, but to have you hear it yourself. Everything that you thought about yourself, and how are we bad creditors? No one believes in us. I'm gonna tell y'all something. When y'all find out after hearing this, this is in 1957. 1957, these people got together and said, how can we sell to the Negro? And they came up with the reason why they should. They said they pay their bills on time. They all have houses. They couldn't even find a reason how they would not want to sell to us. They couldn't find it. And today, we believe the most dumbest things about us. This particular passage that I found in time, but I like to go back in time and show you how they said we must sell advertisement to the Negro or we are finished. This is coming out they mouth. They admitted these rich individuals, all our business people that you and I have shopped with, parents of their parent company, the Walmarts. The Murphys, J.C. Murphys and all them, all these twin. Remember back in the day, we had all these M&T, all these places. That
Sears
you
and
shop.
Robot.
Yeah, Sears and Robot, all these places. They came up with the strategy because they didn't want to do it. Whatever this group was, they say, we got to. The statistics prove they the most viable people in America for selling shit to. I'm not making this up. So here it is. It's old. It's going to sound corny, but I'm almost at the two-minute mark. Here's where it starts.
Hello, I'm Bob Trout. I've got a story here that I think is big, really big, because it's bound to have a terrific impact on business. I'm talking about a new market, a big new market, millions upon millions of new prospects with $15 billion to spend. That's right, I said $15 billion. That's a lot of money, isn't it? The surprising thing is that it's a fresh market, still full of opportunities. It grew up so fast, got so big in a hurry, that few of us realize its scope. Now, these days, nobody's likely to pass up chances to sell. And yet, right here in our own front yard, there's a neglected market. There's money waiting to be spent. To get the story of this market, to be able to tell you the secret of selling the Negro, we did a lot of digging. We talked to leading businessmen, to customers, and to salesmen. We went to Washington, D.C. We set up cameras and other key points around the nation. And out of this all, there emerged a story, the story of a new market.
Hello?
Yes, this is the market we're talking about, the new Negro family. Their name is Wells or Wilson, Smith or Brown or Alexander or Breen. They live in Chicago, in Atlanta or New York, in Detroit, St. Louis, Los Angeles, any one of a thousand cities and towns. All over the country, families such as this are enjoying new prosperity. They have new interests, new standards of living, a buying power they've never enjoyed before. They're good prospects for practically all types of goods and services. All too often, though, they're overlooked prospects. Why? Because of some good, valid reason? No. They're overlooked because of mistaken ideas. Because of out-of-date ideas about how the Negro lives and how he buys. The truth of the matter is that the Negro lives pretty much the same as other folks. He buys pretty much the same way, too. But just the same, a lot of old doubts and opinions keep cropping up over and over again.
Oh, I don't like to do business with Negroes. They're drifters. You can't keep track of them.
Yes, although a lot of people think that way, the truth is that one out of every three Negro families living in cities today owns its own home. That figure comes directly from the United States Bureau of Census.
Maybe so, but Negroes are poor credit risks.
Not more of a credit risk than any other group. Actually, the Negro home buyer meets his payments faithfully, often more faithfully than other race groups in the same economic level. That's the information we got from people who ought to know, the National Association of Real Estate Boards.
Well, maybe, but I've always heard that Negroes buy shoddy, poor quality merchandise.
No, it's just the other way around. According to leading researchers, in proportion to population and income, Negroes buy more quality products than any other comparable United States group. You see, there are a lot of confused notions about the Negro customer. But when you dig right down and find out about them, they just don't hold water. Negroes own homes. They meet their payments faithfully. They buy good brands of merchandise. So why let a lot of old-fashioned ideas hurt profits? Take a look at the real facts. Here in Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, some amazing facts and figures about this new market have been uncovered. For a first-hand report, we would like to take you directly to the United States Department of Commerce to hear this story from the Secretary of Commerce himself. Here is the Honorable Sinclair Weeks, the Secretary of Commerce of the United States.
In the Department of Commerce, we are constantly alert to trends that mean a healthier national economy, better business for the nation as a whole. Recently, we have been interested in a rising young market, one that represents a huge potential for goods and services. I'm referring to the new Negro market. The tremendous buying power of this group is backed, of course, by an increased earning power. The average Negro family's income is at a record high. In fact, since 1939, it has increased more than the average income of all other Americans. Just take a look at a few figures. An official Department of Commerce report shows that at least one-third of the Negroes living in cities earn from $2,000 to $5,000 a year. Today, the average Negro wage earner brings home a paycheck four times larger than the one he collected in 1939. As a whole, the Negro market has a total income of about $15 billion every year. And after taxes, Negro families still have many billions of dollars to spend. Here is a buying power that cannot help but have a tremendous effect on our national economy and on business prosperity in general. When these dollars are spent for a wide range of goods, services, and employment, business everywhere is bound to feel the impact.
This new buying power.
Now, I got to stop because the time is strained. I want to make sure everybody gets on this line.
Drive ball, can I add one thing to that?
Yeah, go right ahead.
1956, and that's right. The government did survey and do that. The U.S. Treasury decided, because all the dollar bills were made, were called greenbacks. They discontinued the 3 cent penny and took off the back of it in God We Trust on the dollar bill, and they started printing it in 1957. All money had on the back of it from 1957 to now in God We Trust. That's what they did.
Yeah.
It was
and
not
I think
on
that
the
Federal Reserve.
1957. The Federal Reserve.
And the Federal Reserve. Yeah.
The dollar bill, all the currency had to have in God We Trust, and that was what? The gold, oil, and drugs.
Yeah. Now again, I'm showing you that, also showing you that far as a responsible group of playing, we was at the highest of pinnacle in the growth for black families at that time, and doing all that was going on now. We got all kinds of shit going on us, supposedly at that time, that was unreal. We see firsthand, boop, this. We persevered through all that, but a trick came. The thing he said was our business. That's the key. 7981. He said ours. He ain't say y'all. 7981.
Can you hear me?
I hear you. Go right ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, bud.
I went to Africa about 8 years ago. You was talking about the shots and the stuff over there that you can and can't eat. The food is 100% different than ours. The water, they tell you when you go, don't drink the water over there. Now, I accidentally, taking a shower, let something get in me. It got me sick as hell. You can't drink the water over there. We didn't have to have any shots, but when you drink that water, it messes you up because our system is not like theirs. They're used to drinking it. We get over there and can't deal with it.
Right. That was deep. Yeah, I mean, I've heard that from many people that you can't go to certain areas of the world and think you're just going to eat whatever it is you're going to eat. Some people eat some serious stuff that you ain't going to eat. Some people eat dogs in the Philippines with beer. It's a delicacy. So it's not going to be the same type of stuff that you eat. Yeah, very, 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 very good point there. I'm glad you brought that in because we have this fallacy to me that because we only in the Western world eating that, the whole world is the same. It's not. You're not going to eat everything that a Polynesian eats. They might eat octopus, different types, raw. You ain't going to eat it raw. Somebody making a lot of noise.
Right.
A lot of noise.
And obesity is higher here than most other countries in the world.
Yeah, that's a true statement. I've heard it too, seen it. We can see it, though. It is a lot of eating going on here now. That's the first thing I heard from people when I first asked to ask them what brings them here. They say food. That's what they tell me. I ain't lying. I've seen that many times. I said, food? And I'm thinking our food is, you know, I don't know. Somebody making a lot of noise. That's why I got to find you now. So you got to hunt you down. And then when I do, it's got to be somebody right here. Somebody driving? Y'all driving?
I'm trying to mute it, but I can't mute it.
Okay, I got you. Don't worry. I got you. If you drive, because I can hear you. Yeah, I mean, the statements that about the food, it's only designed because, again, we have people who think that just like you're wearing a mask, you got people who think that your whole spiritual being is based off pork. I don't know to tell a person that. I mean, if that's what you believe, because it's America, you could believe it. But all practicality, no one's going to tell me that. Otherwise, the Latin world would be dead. They'd be dead. All Central South America would be gone. So obviously, somebody's lying again. Not making sense. And I tell you, like Johnny Cochran said, if it don't make sense, you must have quit. I mean, come on. It just got. We got to leave some things alone and don't even bring them up no more because they are the dumbest statements you could ever make about food. Like, we're going to tell people what to eat in this world. The Africans don't eat. They got their own grocery stores. The Arabs don't eat. They got their own grocery stores in Buffalo and everywhere else. The Asian got their own grocery stores. I see Jamaican grocery stores because they want to eat what they want to eat. This is why you could do that here in America. You can't do that nowhere else. I don't know anybody. They always talk going to these countries that want to live. Go ahead. You ain't going to see Publix. You ain't going to see Kroger's. You ain't going to see Wagman's. You ain't going to see Twins, you know. You ain't going to see Piggly Wiggly's. You ain't going to see none of that shit. You're going to see somebody else's shit. Now, when you go in there, yeah, you might get fresher stuff sometimes. That be caught right then and there. That's facts. That's not going to be made up in some states or some countries. But the food is tarnished anyway. I'm just going to be honest with y'all. The farmers have told us in their own documentaries that the food is going to be fucked up. Y'all just said it yourselves. Just said yourselves that if they putting GMOs as seeds, so the food is under attack as well, just like everything else. That's the first thing you attack in war before you attack people. You make them suffer through the five senses. Your shelter, your transportation, right then and there. Your food, your clothing. You mess all that up, you're going to create what I consider a civil war of society.
The five planets alignment, that's what I was talking about, Dry Ball.
Five. Yeah,
five planet alignment is the five senses that we're dealing with.
There you go.
That's why the planets are aligning.
I love that one. That's pretty good there, too. That's another shirt. Bro, you got enough money to be rich with them shirts saying five planet alignment, five senses. And you think about it. I mean, it's not by accident. He's saying it. It's like, wow. We've been hearing this in the occult world about the five senses, the five planet alignment. It really does affect us. It really affects everybody on planet Earth because you are now receiving these energies. Y'all said it yourself. But now I want to ask y'all some questions now. We got to ask them. Is your area, is the gas and food rising at an unbelievable rate? I'm going to say yes for South Florida. And I'm going to say also certain areas, these are the cheapest gas stations. Valero, $4.69. America, this gas station, these off-brand gas stations are the, but I put my gas one time, I'm making this clear to y'all, and my gas light came on. There's something in those gas, either some type of component that causes your gas light to come on until the octane level must not be proper there for them to be that low. You're going to have to put Octane. All you women out there listening, go get you this bottle called Gas Charge, and it puts Octane, put it in before you give your car, fill it in your car, and then fill your car up. You'll get more mileage. It's in every store that sells high level octane for your cars. These are simple things you might need to do. Also, the food, I'm going to get to that. Also,
you're right, Dry Bones, because I just drove back from Chicago. I was up there and coming back. And I left Georgia, gas was $4.19. I got to Chicago, gas was $5.39. I left Chicago, it was $5.89. I got back to Georgia, it was $4.49.
It was $5.89. Okay, get me right. What's Chicago?
I was
again?
Up in DeKalb, Illinois. I was in DeKalb, Illinois. Gas was $4.89.
$5.89. That's like I said four. I said ain't too bad. Five.
No. Ooh. Five. When I got back to Georgia, I left Georgia, it was $4.19. When I got Chicago, it was $5.89. I came back here, it's $4.49.
Yeah.
It went up 30 cents in 3 weeks. 10 cents a week.
Yep. So we know that. I don't know what's coming, but I will say this. Y'all said it earlier. It's the best newscast you could ever get from y'all selves. Russia is making money. Y'all said that earlier. That's a fact. Russia's not losing anything. They're not definitely losing sleep. Also, they control every port hub in Ukraine.
What sea is they fighting over?
I said the Black Sea or what is it? Yeah.
The Black Sea.
The Black Sea, yeah. The Black Sea. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Been there. Salt water. Remember, it used to be worth your weight in salt was an ancient word because salt was very, very profitable for fermenting meat, animals, and different things that they were.
Still is. In some countries, salt is money.
Salt is money.
Like Mauritania and all over there in Africa, salt is money.
Worth your weight in salt was the term back in them days. Also, you need it for canning. I'm not a canning person. I wish I would learn more. I need to try to keep up on it. Canning, those who can, this is the top season for y'all to make money. To sell canned goods that of your own canning processes that are you know, like they've used the mason jar. I love that jar, the mason jar. Get the mason jars and start canning some fruits and some vegetables, and I guarantee you, you'll be what they call a profiteer when this shit breaks out. So that's the way to make money.
Right.
Other ways to make money is also any pharmaceuticals that you can compile up will be worth money. That's a fact.
Right. And
so there's still be a lot of
things. I brought back tuna and salmon. I brought back a case of tuna and a case of salmon. Salmon down here in Georgia is like $5 a can, $5 or $6 a can. And tuna's going up.
Yeah.
And so
sardines.
Getting those
sardines too.
Right. You get that fish oil because it's got omega 3 in it, and
right.
It's good. And
sardines.
The thing is, it'll last.
Yep, sardines and avocados down here. We eat sardines and avocados down here all the time.
I went to Aldi's and Aldi's had a sale for salmon for $2.99. I bought about 10 cans because we got to start stacking up. Whenever we see anything on sale, we got to stack up.
And look at the expiration date, everybody. Make sure you look at your expiration dates that they are suffice to put on that shelf for at least 6 to a year a month. If you get 6 months of those type of expiration dates or those type of foods, you know, hold them tight and see what happens. Because like I say before, you could be able to judge your meter yourself based on how you live and also the areas
but
that you have. So,
But the expiration dates on canned goods is that's the selling time that they tell you that they want it on the shelf. The thing of it is, canned goods will last longer, and that's why when you're talking about the morticians, my cousin's morticians in Mississippi, and the joke that they have, we don't have to embalm young people or nobody because you got enough reserve and additives in your body. You don't decompose.
Yep. If you see natural flavors, on the ingredients, you eat the baby.
I told you we hate them. I've been hearing that for years. I said, man, I said that's why I should tell family members, don't give me none of that meat the Beyond Burger and different additives. I was taught
Burger. Stay away from Impossible Burger, y'all.
Go ahead.
What's his name? Bill Gates. That's why they killed all those cattle. They say Bill Gates is bringing in the Impossible Burger. So you burger eaters, I'm not a burger person, but y'all better watch out because he's coming for you.
To the Impossible Burger. And again, these are things that the country is going to be under attack with, and the human people on this planet. Now I say human people because I don't think we're fighting humans. We fighting something else. This is not a real practical human trait to want to control the whole entire world beyond.
Drive on. Share with the family. We're having this heat wave like we haven't because the sun is now getting ready to move into what's called the spiritual rising. The Sirius and the sun will rise July the 1st together. But the sun is moving from the solar minimum to the solar maximum. We're going to start getting heat coming, coronal mass ejections coming off the sun to knock out power, to bust lines under the ground. These are going to be the hazards. Why do you think all the electrical companies are burying lines underground and insulating the transformers? Is because the ejections that are going to come off the sun for the next 11 to 12 years, is going to wreak havoc on the earth.
I've seen the same thing. I think y'all sent it out. The flares were going to be
19,
awesome.
New York.
Yeah. You sent it out. I've seen that.
Yeah.
That was
coming again.
Cool. Wow. I think they already showed that it could happen. Any grid could be taken out. And then I just want to talk to you, all you cyber geeks out there, all the cyber people who listen. You are also going to be profitable because there are going to be those of you who will try to inflict what I consider the oppositional forces against some of these programs. One program I'm very nervous of is being implemented throughout Dade County to measure your work performance without us we don't know if this is being watched by, but it's a Chinese company. I think that should be very well looked upon as being interesting to those of us out there, because it makes it look like, you know, depending on the type of job you got, are you valuable? Are you valuable to this company, or could they get rid of you? And I think they're going to do away with supervisors. You don't really need a supervisor, they say, because he's just sitting there, as they say. But that's not all the time true, because if a robot is actually measuring your work and is very unsympathetic to the program of that, this is its objective, is to make sure you don't go under a certain percentage of work, and you happen to do it all your time there, and you're able to still get your work done, it's going to be done to how, why aren't you doing this through this time frame of work, in which a computer could never be explained to properly like a human being. So this is how they're going to get rid of people in this next phase of downsizing.
Our phones are our supervisor, because your phone, you carry your phone basically everywhere we go. If you keep in that phone, it's going to tell them just about how you moving and what you, how the speed
of
you move.
Oh, yes. No doubt. I agree. The phone is definitely a spy network. And people, couples have, could break up from, I'm going to tell you, couples could break up from phone. People have, the phone is like a god now. It's not even a supervisor. It's God. Because it's done in a way where it has surveillance powers. It has intellectual powers. It has stimulational powers. It can do so many of your basic functions, except, you know, certain things, obviously. But all transactions are now through phones. So it almost does everything except shelter you. But it,
that's what China has done.
Yeah, that's what China has done.
China has what they do. They call behavior social credit. They don't use currency. And
yeah,
like
I told
you
earlier,
green and red.
Green and red.
And social behavior, right. And what they have is they got technology and cameras to watch you, just like they showed a man jaywalking across the street. As he was walking across the street, the camera picked him up, took his face, took the money out of his account, gave him a ticket, took the money out of his account before
took
he crossed
the
street.
Correct. Took the money out of his account. I seen that myself, and I'm saying to myself now, this could happen right here. Now, let me get a quick one off right quick before that. I want y'all to know that they may do something to Biden. I don't know what. Just the word out. They can't take him. They cannot take him. Clyburn, Dr. Randy Short talked to me. Clyburn is dangerous. He just endorsed Kamala Harris as taking over. So this is going to be interesting. But this is why I say crime family. Man goes to jail. If we crash a car on a highway, tore up an area, had somebody in the car that's not my wife, no record, almost pretty much sealed, then you got to say I'm part of the Pelosi family. This is why I say listen carefully to who may be in charge if Biden does not make it.
Tomorrow's news today.
One of the most influential officials of the federal government, the Speaker of the House is second in line after the Vice President in succession to the presidency. Is Nancy Pelosi fit to be Speaker of the House? Nancy's father, Thomas D'Alessandro Jr., served in U.S. military intelligence alongside imprisoned gangster Lucky Luciano, who helped cut a deal between the United States and the Sicilian Mafia to assist in the defeat of Mussolini during World War II. After the war, Luciano went to Italy and began smuggling heroin into Baltimore, where Nancy Pelosi's father, D'Alessandro Jr., had become mayor in 1947. In 1961, he was the subject of a special investigation run by the FBI. They were looking into his notorious business affairs with the Baltimore Mafia. In 1953, Nancy's brother was arrested and tried for gang raping two girls ages 11 and 13. Nancy Pelosi worked closely with her father in politics,
and she began her own political career in 1976 when she was elected as a Democratic National Committee member from California. In 1991, the DEA's biggest heroin bust in the U.S. was at a Hayward, California warehouse in the Bay Area. Nancy Pelosi and other prominent names were investors in this Hayward warehouse. Nancy Pelosi was an investor in Presidio Partners, who took over San Francisco's historic Presidio Citadel in 1995, where Mikhail Gorbachev became its first civilian tenant while helping to draft Agenda 21 for the United Nations. This enclave, free of U.S. controls, soon became a globalist utopia for New World Order leaders, and Presidio Partners became known in San Francisco as the Pacific Heights Mafia. She is worth over $100 million and has a reputation for abusing her use of American taxpayer funds, including spending over $100,000 in just 2 years for in-flight alcohol expenses and $50,000 for an escort officer for a one-week trip to Italy and the Ukraine in 2015. Is Nancy Pelosi fit to be Speaker of the House, second in line after the Vice President in succession to the presidency?
Affordable. But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
A wall is an immorality. It has to do with a wall is an immorality between countries. It's an old way of thinking. The wall, in my view, is an immorality. You know it. Infrastructure, innovation, inclusion.
News today.
All right.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2 week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
That's what happens after 1 o'clock. You can't turn shit off. It just kept going and going. Can't touch the board. But y'all get the point of this. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi, I just want y'all to know she could possibly, if they go on with the premise of they don't want order out of chaos, Biden may not make it. And that would create total Jack Bauer shit would be for real. Then.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to give you that scenario. And you heard, drugs, but, Golden State, baby. The goal.
But Brother Kwame? I'll go after you.
What he was saying is true, because Biden was elected in the 20 year. It's what's called the Tecumseh curse. Any president that is elected in a 0 year either is assassinated or dies in office, or attempted assassination. That's why we said that Biden was not going to make it to 2024 because he was elected in a 0 year. And that's part of the curse that Native Americans put on all presidencies.
Well, if that's the curse, that's
I would say to add to what Brother Kwame is saying too is that I could see it happening because I mean if you look at the previous elections that happened between say like Clinton was kind of far left and then after that he changed direction midterm. And he came back to the center and won two terms. Now, if I say the double cross is going to go down after this tsunami red wave hit this coming election, and then you're going to see the real knives come out because Clyburn, with his Supreme Court justice nominee, it wasn't Ketanji. He wanted Michelle Childs out of his home state. So the plot is going to be between the speaker, the head minority whip. So he's gonna do like a collaboration with Nancy because this is her last year. So he's gonna say, well, Nancy, you know, in order for us to keep moving this power grid and keep up with this money grid, we're gonna have to pull a double cross because now we exposed. So now
So what are you saying, that he's going to be the Speaker of the House?
This is Nancy last year as the Speaker of the House, right?
I know. I got that. But what you think
she was supposed to, in order to keep that grid and San Fran mafia money working, they're gonna double cross. She's gonna bring up the 25th Amendment like she did previously. Why did she bring it up?
Hold on. You could calm down, dude. We want to make sure we get. You're saying they're gonna invoke the 25th Amendment, which they want to do on Trump, saying he's ill fit, so she could be the vice president, and then Kamala Harris will be the president. That what you're trying to say?
Exactly, because they really don't want.
Then they're gonna kill Kamala.
Find some impropriety. There you go.
Okay. All right. Now that's one today. I'm just saying that what y'all made a statement by sounds pretty credence to me because they cannot do anything after the midterms, which is this year, November. After these midterms, we'll see how they're going to react by saying that if this guy can't, because he can't cut it. He's falling off bicycles and everything. So he ain't going to cut it. And you have to realize the bias in the media. If you can't see the bias of media by the coverage of Biden and Trump, then you just want to be blind. That's how it is. Because no way you can say it's biased. It's very biased. It's not even, the stuff that would have happened under him would have been totally, totally under attack right now. If Trump was the president, he'd be considered a fall for bike in front of everybody like that? Come on. That makes sense. Now, let's go with the premise. They do pull this off. Say he's out of there, stroked out. So he could easily have a stroke. They don't even have to kill him. A stroke would take him out. A stroke by some, heart weapon. He strokes out. She gets in right after the midterms. Now, we in a war, everybody. The world war is already in place. It's already happening. The Pope had already decreed it. We told you that. Y'all can look it up. Brother Weston sent it to me. It's factual. I listened to the tape myself. He declared a war. He said, it's starting. So let's just go with this premise. Now, we all know World War III is the fall of Babylon, which is America. That's the story. That's the plot. You do know civilian casualties usually happen in these type of events. So I'm trying to make sure y'all understand if this war has already been declared, you are in a state of war already. That means you already in a state of war. They declared it to us because they know the masses is dumb, but the Pope did.
But the civilian casualty,
now, they gonna end up, they got to go to war. They got to go. The order to ease this pain of the collapse, they got to go to war. They got to put in some time of killing.
But
otherwise,
why you say war?
It's a different war. It's a different war. It's more of a technological and spiritual battle that we're going to be seeing happen. We're not going to be like Korean War, World War II, and Vietnam, and that we are, okay. that this is all
why not?
Going to be in,
why wouldn't they use both? Because I think about it, you just said something that's very profound. I didn't say it was going to, war is war. They could crash the grid. You don't have no electricity. What you think you're going to be doing? You don't think you're going to be having no fight
right.
with each other? Y'all think
right.
you, so you're going to be just like
Korea. Might...
Because once that goes down, well, hold on. You just said, I'm going to make
but
sure you clarify what you're saying. You just said it ain't going to be like Korea. I'm telling you it's going to be just like that, if not worse, because of the fact that if they could cut off a grid or your computer system, you can't do no court. You can't throw nobody in jail. Now you got a free fall, just like San Francisco. A free fall of people just doing whatever they want to do, you're going to eventually start shooting your civilian population first. Guarantee it.
Right. But what I'm sharing is like right now, we got a war. We had just, the election was a war of the North and the South. The red state
yeah,
and the blue state. There was a, it was
okay,
a
what about Georgia?
War.
Let's say Georgia. Georgia, I want to bring it to what you're saying to context. I'm saying right now there's a war where if your state, Georgia, who got some pretty crazy people running. You got supposedly Herschel Walker. You got Warnock. You got Stacey Abrams. Something happened to Georgia economically. Cuts off a lot of jobs. And you have a default on different things there. You're going to have chaos first before any type of order is brought into effect. So during that time, now you're on a civilian war. So, yeah, the Civil War is real. It's not like electronics is in it. Don't get me wrong. You're not saying that. I'm not disagreeing at all that it ain't electronic. But I'm saying once they initiate the electronic part, then it's barbaric part. It's got to be barbarity involved. There's no way we going without barbarity because the purge is real. I stand all you on this line, you telling me that you don't see a purge coming if we got people coming to the country. Now we got all this disaster coming in. People are not loving you like you love each other. They're not going to love you. Think the Ukrainians coming in going to really love y'all?
But
how
gotta
we know they ain't mercenaries?
But what you got to look at, where are the Ukrainians populating most in the northern cities and California? Those are the outer.
I don't know.
What,
I don't know.
In Georgia and Florida and down in it, they're coming into New York. They're coming in Chicago. They're going in California.
But what
they're
about the Mexicans? What about the Latin people that's coming into Georgia? They're taking over black people jobs now. Right now, Georgia is under attack.
They